This week's episode of Big Man, Big Nards will not be seen and will return next week. Stay tuned as WSWN brings you the following live presentation of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
The Shining Wizards Podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only. Opinions expressed by the host and guest are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the podcast or its affiliates. Content may include adult language or themes and is not suitable for all audiences. Viewer and listener discretion is advised.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live in high-definition video and available on all podcasting and streaming platforms. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Check out our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Do your Amazon shopping at amazon.shiningwizards.com. And become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And now, it's time for the Shining Wizards.
Hey, Shining Wizards, I hear you got a podcast. No shit. I either knew it was a podcast or a circle jerk for virgins. In this case, I have a feeling I'm right about both. So your podcast is about wrestling. Nothing says manly like a bunch of dudes that blow off their wives to talk about sweaty dudes. Do a steel cage match that won't end until you knock the gay out of each other. Be a man.
Right, if you're tuning in for Big Man Big Nards, don't worry, they'll be dropping two new big ones next week. However, you got episode 782 of the Shining Wizards Podcast. We're outside, it looks like Jake Roberts sneezed in the 80s. Tonight, 7:30, we got Mr. Hardcore himself, Channing Decker, talking Outlaw Pro, Greektown Wrestling, and more. Plus, we preview the Elimination Chamber. Pontificate on what new era is going to be in the box. Talk AEW, JCW, heart, homework, and so much more. So let's get into it while I finish fucking up this intro with some wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Brundo.
Double T.
And Kevin.
Now, I saw, HK, you pointed at the microphone, right? In that Be a Man video, that is actually the guy filming that promo that laughs.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it's the guy behind the camera.
Gotcha. I was 100% thinking it was one of you guys. Like, I was like, your mics, guys, your mics.
That's no, okay. When they do those videos, there's always one or two guys laughing in the background.
Makes sense. They're funny. Yeah.
And also, they're hilarious. They're the best.
Yeah. He's got like a bunch. Tony will be joining us. He had to go down to the flower shop and shovel the sidewalk. He'll be here. But he has a bunch in the folder that are like, one was labeled like Diana. I was like, oh, what is this? Like, I thought I stumbled upon like some magical new intro. No, it was just like the Happy Mother's Day one that we played like last May. And then I found the Be a Man one, and I thought for sure it was going to be like a Hulk Hogan thing. I completely forgot that Tony paid this guy who apparently is a YouTube personality to make that video for us.
I see his shit on Instagram all the time.
It's a weird thing to post.
What, the Be a Man stuff?
No, Butterfly says I see his shit on Instagram all the time.
I forgot.
See what you did there.
Went literal.
Yeah, Mr. Literal down there.
Yeah, that's me. Well, I gotta ask because Mick Walkie is here. It's good evening, Joe. Just hope everyone is safe. Is HK wearing a cape for recording yet?
Does that say a cop?
A cop? Well, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about, Milwaukee.
It's got to be some weird fucking Milwaukee slang.
It's got to be Milwaukee stuff.
Yeah. Wearing a cap.
Well, I'm always wearing a cap.
I know. I don't know what. I don't know.
Ja, ja, ja.
Apparently. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what a cup.
Oh, there we go.
Motherfucker can't spell. That's all it is. A cup.
I mean, he does say ja 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 instead of ha ha.
Oh, to protect. Oh, I got you. It's he fixed it. It's a cup to protect my nits.
Yeah. Jeez, what'd you lose a fucking finger, Tom? Are you missing missing the keyboard? What's going on over there?
He's down two digits.
Jeez Louise. It's bizarro world out here. We are getting Minnesota weather in New Jersey.
Yes.
Boy, are we ever. Bed
Friday night and they were predicting like maybe 2 or 3 inches. And I woke up Saturday morning and it was like, woo, woo, blizzard, blizzard, blizzard.
It's fascinating to me. Like, you guys have so much snow and I can see all of my yard right now.
It was almost
all the grass.
Yeah. It was almost all gone. I could almost see all of my property. Enough snow had melted where I went into the backyard and I could remove the giant branch that crushed one of my patio furniture's seating areas.
Oh, no. Oh,
but no. Then it snowed again, so it's fucking all covered again.
Out of sight, out of mind, right?
Well, my guy hooked me up today. My guy hooked me up. Bless my neighbor with his fucking backhoe.
If this guy ever wants to drive 45 minutes to me, he's more than welcome.
This time we did get to thank him, and we gifted him a bag of rock salt.
That's a hell of a gift right now.
He was like, "Oh, are you sure?" And we were like, "Yeah, man, we got plenty. You need another one?" He was like, "No, one is good." And I was like, "All right, cool. Thanks."
Rock salt, not like a gift card to the restaurant, nothing. Just rock salt? Let's see. It doesn't seem like enough, you know?
Look. Rock salt's kind of expensive.
Is it?
It sells out sometimes in storms down here.
HK, they said blizzard Saturday morning.
Yeah.
People were waiting hours for cases of water.
For cases of water?
At the supermarket. Yes. People think they're going It's a New Jersey. It's got to be. It's got to be a New Jersey thing. It has to be. When they say blizzard, people think they're going to be stuck in their house forever. And people go to like Costco, BJ's, ShopRite, and they just take as much water, bread, milk, eggs. You laugh, bro.
Rihanna. He's not fucking kidding, dude. You
know, she has like a sinus infection, right? I told you this when we were playing Fortnite the other day. There's a 24-hour shop right by us. So Saturday night, she said, I'm going to go. I got to get medicine. Do you want anything? And I was like, oh, yeah, get like some crunchy snacks, right? If we're going to be snowed in tomorrow, like we'll make crunchy. We'll have some snacks in the house. We got a HelloFresh. She made a fucking she cooked a piece of goose meat last night. It was un-fucking real. But she went to the shop right at like 2:30 in the morning. She said it was chaos. 2:30 in the fucking morning.
You gotta crack the egg of knowledge on me here. All right, like I live right. I know I live the North Pole. You guys say right?
Yes.
It's cold as hell. We didn't have really that rough of a winter this winter. But like, they'll say blizzard, and they'll say like -40 degrees. And everybody's like, ah, fuck, I'm going to have to put on, like, you know, extra mittens while I shovel tomorrow. You guys, like, it's not even, like, -30, right?
No, not even close. No.
So are faucets going to stop working? Like, what the fuck are we doing?
HK, first and foremost, I can't speak for Brendo. I can speak for myself. I'm not that guy.
Okay.
No. Okay. I didn't go by. My wife was going to get cold medicine, and she got us 2 boxes of Cheez-Its. And a bag of Cheetos and a bag of pretzels, right? Nothing. And I went back to ShopRite today to get bread to make grilled cheese today because after we shoveled, my wife wanted grilled cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And the shop room was pretty fucking empty over.
But for a day? Like, it's for a day.
I don't know.
I think people were scared too because of the blizzard. They were expecting like 40, 50 mile hour winds. People expect power to go out, blah, 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 blah.
I worked
in CVS for years, and this happened every single time. We'd sell out of milk, water, all this crap. It was awful.
Yeah, I also don't have kids either, so I guess maybe that factor, like, I don't know. I really don't know. Like, you have, like, little kids, and they have to use the toilet, and the fucking, and the power goes out, and you can't, you don't want to flush all the water. I don't fucking know. I really don't know.
It's very confusing to me. Right. To me.
It's confusing to me.
Right. You're out there.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I look forward to it. I fucking stocked up the firewood. I charged my batteries in case the lights went out. Like, I was ready.
Could I let me tell you this. So this morning, I'm watching the news. I woke my wife up. She's starting to do the treadmill in the morning as well. So
how's that work with the two of you at the same time?
Oh no, she wakes up way later than I do. Okay. Yeah, but still in the morning, earlier than she normally does. So I go up and I wake her up. It's like 10 after six, and I go back downstairs and I'm having my apple, my protein, and I'm watching the news. And the news is covering what's going on out in Jersey, right? With the snow and all that kind of stuff. And Molly comes out, she's like, "Oh, how are all the Jersey guys? Everybody doing good? How are those chodes?" And I said, I don't know. Maybe they're doing just fine, but not like a fucking elf that lives at the fucking North Pole. It's fucking cold." She just starts laughing. She's like, "I suppose they do kind of grill you, don't they?" And I was like, "Yeah, they do." can't handle fucking snow like a fucking elf. She found that to be quite hysterical.
Clearly.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great. Great.
We're surviving though. It's really easy peasy. The snow was light. It was easy. Me and reshoveled everything in like an hour and 20 minutes. And then my man with the backhoe hit the end of the driveway. I didn't have to worry about anything. Yes. So yeah, I took advantage. I watched a fucking ton of wrestling yesterday and today, and I played a bunch of video games and watch baseball. It was fucking I rolled all my change like a real fucking old man yesterday.
You rolled all your change?
Yeah, I got a giant, like one of those big plastic Coke bottles.
Come on, Gramps.
What? I ain't taking that shit, bro. You take that shit to the Coinstar, they take out like 11 cents.
You can't just take it to the bank.
More than that.
Take it to the bank and do what? Have them roll it?
Why do you need to roll it? Just hand it to the bank and say, "I want folding money."
Hand what to the bank?
They'll tell you to roll it.
You hold on.
They're not going to do that.
Hold on. You think I can walk into a bank with $500 in change, loose change?
Yeah.
And be like, "This is not counted. This is not rolled. Give me what this is worth."
They don't. They have a machine. They pour it into the machine.
Not anymore.
What?
Yeah. My bank used to have that machine too, and I used to always bring my shit there.
Boy, you guys better stock up anymore on bread, eggs, and water.
I'm not worried about bread, eggs, and water. I fucking love it. I'm good, man. I am built like I was made for the pandemic. Like, you're gonna tell me I don't have to leave my house?
It's beautiful. Yeah, I'm with you. I would love it too. I could go for another one, to be honest with you.
I don't have to leave my house, but the Quick Check is still open, so I can stop and get an energy drink if I need one. Yeah, I'm in. I'm good. Like, I'm set. I have to eat fucking grilled cheese and potato chips for the next 7 days. No problem. I'm a simple man.
Nobody's going to argue there.
You're going to tell me I could watch wrestling, baseball, sit in my chair, play video games, hang out with my cats, not have to deal with people?
Now, what if the power goes out?
I got books.
You're still okay?
Yeah, I got books. I got candles. I got lights.
Okay. Yeah.
We had Hurricane Sandy out here. I didn't have power for 10 days.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I'm with you. I could stay home, no problem, right? Hang out, watch fucking wrestling, play some video games, hit my treadmill. I lose power. I don't like that talk. I'm kind of out there. Yeah.
I mean, I don't like it, but if it happens, I'll survive.
Oh, we lost it for like an hour and a half one day. Oh, I was pissing and moaning everywhere. Yeah. It's fucking
no wonder
miserable.
Molly hits you in the nuts.
No shit, man. Yeah, she should have that day too. Cause I can admit, man, I'm pretty easy going. That shit happened and I was a bitch. I was just a bitch. Like everything, I was like, oh fuck, maybe I'll get something out of the fridge. Shouldn't open the fridge. You fucking lose all the cold. Food's gonna go bad. Yeah, maybe it was just fucking miserable the entire time. Couldn't connect my phone to anything, and I couldn't even use my phone because what if the battery goes dead, right? That's not gonna work either.
Yeah, just go fucking turn your car on, stupid, and plug your phone in there.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. Yeah.
Or buy stupid. A fucking backup battery.
Called you. Yeah.
I got two backup batteries charged, and I took the lights from the pizza truck. They're in my office up here just in case. I was ready, man. And I got the fireplace. And any reason, oh no, the power goes out, I'll take a fucking nap.
I can't do that, man. I don't sleep as much.
I don't know what to tell you, man. We hope everyone's good out there, though. We have a fun show tonight. If you're on the East Coast, hopefully you're not buried in, and you know, hopefully, I know a lot of people in the south of Jersey by the shore, they lost power. So hopefully you're doing okay down there. Thankfully, it's not fucking brutally cold. It's like maybe like 30 out there. Like I shoveled, and then everything kind of just. Like whatever, the residuals are gone now. I can see the driveway, so I don't have to worry about putting down rock salt. Nothing's really freezing, so I hope everyone's doing. I know they're getting hammered now in like Boston. They're getting what we got last night, right?
Party.
I mean, they get a lot more snow than we do in most of those areas out there. So you're right, though. Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck those people. Tony joining us. At some point tonight, Brando mentioned Channing Decker, Mr. Hardcore, joining us shortly. And there's so much. I fucking made this terrible mistake to move things like right before the show. And now like everything is all fucking discombobulated. I fucking pulled the wires out of the microphone before. So I had to go get a new microphone from the basement. I'm sorry. I digress. We got a couple minutes before Channing Decker joins us. Let me ask you guys, right? It's fucking WrestleMania season. We're on the road to WrestleMania, and all anyone can talk about is this fucking box. What's in the box?
The new era.
I've heard two things.
Okay.
Oh, and we can't open it till this Saturday, which is Elimination Chamber. Mm-hmm. In Chicago, where if you're not in the arena, you can either watch it at home or not watch it at all. Chris Jericho or Danhausen.
Huh.
I have a feeling if it's Danhausen, like he's popular, a lot of people know him, but I don't know how many people in the WWE universe would know him or whatnot.
I would be interested to, I would be more interested in Danhausen. I think maybe for two reasons. One, last time I saw Danhausen, he was kind of jacked. Like he was kind of getting ripped, like in like wrestling shape. So I was like, you know, that's kind of interesting. And I would love to see what they do with that character. Just, you know what I mean? Like, I think that it's one of those like weird, well, obviously, it's one of those weird characters that could just absolutely blow up. He had a lot of traction without anyone behind him. And he had connections with, didn't The Rock kind of put him on the map to begin with?
No clue.
Okay. I'm pretty sure there was something with The Rock that kind of put him on the map. I could be wrong.
Him and Punk were good buddies.
Mm-hmm.
He did some stuff with Conan O'Brien that got him out there for a while, too.
Yeah,
so there was a while where he was out there. Mm-hmm. He was really known, but I guess that kind of fell off.
I would be more interested in seeing Danhausen than Jericho. And isn't the scuttlebutt that Jericho still has essentially owed time?
I've heard that he was like frozen or whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Well, you guys don't tell me you're not interested in Danhausen showing up.
I don't know, because I've seen what they did with Joe Hendry, and it's just like, yeah, he comes in, he wrestles Randy Orton for 3 minutes, and then the next 6 months people say his name and he comes out of refrigerators or garbage cans or stuff
isn't
like
he
that.
Isn't he the NXT champion?
Yeah, now he is. So eventually they got it right, but there was a couple of bumps in the road along the way.
Don't you think you can fill the... Oh, go ahead, Double T.
I'm just like... Right? We came off a pretty mid Royal Rumble, in my opinion. Right? Now we're supposed to be on the road to WrestleMania, right? Punk and Roman Reigns cut this amazing promo the night after the Rumble. This Drew McIntyre, Cody Rhodes, Jacob Fatu, Sami Zayn, Fetal Four-Way of Madness.
Did you say Fetal Four-Way?
Fetal Four-Way of Madness. But like,
I heard Fetal.
Yeah, we got the Elimination Chamber coming up, and then we're just going to drop this box in the middle of it all. And like, I don't know. This has like gobbledygooker written all over it for me. Like,
yeah.
And I think, unfortunately, like, I think Danhausen falls in that. To your point, HK, like, does, or maybe Brundo said this, like, does the WWE universe know who Danhausen is?
I don't know.
I think we're so ingrained in professional wrestling that we don't realize, like, there really is a pocket of people who just watch Raw, they just watch SmackDown, they just watch the PLEs. They don't go on wrestling Twitter. They're not looking at the dirt sheets. Like, I think it might be like a fart in church if it's fucking Danhausen.
But doesn't he fill?
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, doesn't he fill? I think he fills a need right now, though.
What's like that?
So
you got a feud with Mr. Iguana?
Right, yeah, that would be. Yeah, yeah, Iguana's awesome. But. Like R-Truth, right? He when he showed up, he gave you the comedic relief in the show, right? That's what his role was. And we had the whole R-Truth thing, and now he's on weekly TV every week and everybody loves him, right? But
he's a comedian again, isn't he?
But he would fill that role, which I don't think anybody's filling right now. That light, that bringing lightness to the show and the comedy to the show. I think Danhausen would slot into that. No,
you know, Matthew Birch with a good point. Elimination Chamber's in Chicago, so if there are any WWE fans that know who he is, that would be them.
Real,
yeah, that's true.
Also, side note for Mr. Matthew Birch, the true Prince of Pro. He is watching that WWE AAA Fox show every Saturday night, and he's putting out a YouTube video on his channel where he does a review. It's fucking phenomenal. Check it out. Matt, if you want to drop a link in the comments, please do so, and I'll put one in the show description because he's full in on AAA WWE and you know, he does a great job and he's been a supporter of the show. So I want to show the true Prince of Pro a little love. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. The box, like, what if it's neither? What if it's like Sean Stasiak?
I'd be a fucking all in for that.
Planet Stasiak?
Yeah. Back on the attack, Planet Stasiak.
Is it fucking Will Hobbs again, since we haven't seen him on fucking TV since the Royal Rumble?
You mean Royce Keyes?
Whatever the fuck his name is. And that's enough. Like, I also don't understand that. Like, he debuts at the Rumble, and then, like, he hasn't been on fucking TV at all.
Yeah, that's dark range, yeah.
He did that Stephanie McMahon podcast. He has like a great story about his fucking brother. Like, Why wouldn't, unless they're like, I don't know. I don't, unless they were like, they were expecting more out of his WWE Royal Rumble surprise entrant and they didn't get it. So they're like, you know what? Let's do this podcast with Steph, get his story out, and then use that as his backstory to introduce him to the fans.
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. Was last week's Raw the one where Gunther got distracted by Dragon Lee and he didn't win the three-way? Was that That's last correct. Week?
Yeah, that was last week.
Javon Evans. That's exactly what I said after the Royal Rumble. Javon Evans is going to qualify for the Elimination Chamber so he can jump off shit and make a viral moment for WWE.
And you know who the three-way match is this week to get into the Royal Rumble?
Whom?
It is Raquel Rodriguez, Kairi Sane, and the other one that would probably jump off the one, Io Sky. So if they can get a garbage can into the Elimination Chamber, off she goes.
Well, I think that Io Sky, regardless of if she's jumping off or not, I think she should be there. I mean, she's a stud, regardless if she jumps off.
She should, but I could see a coin flip either between her or they're pushing. I think they've done a good job with Raquel Rodriguez where she can get in there.
I think Raquel's trash.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I think she's miserable. I don't see, I don't see much for redeeming qualities in Raquel.
Yeah. I mean, I don't watch every week or a lot, so
no.
I'll go with you on that.
Yeah. She just, I don't know. She's not, there's nothing about her in the ring that I'm like, oh shit, I can't wait to see her again. She on the stick. She's nothing. Like, I don't know. I just, maybe I'm doing being too harsh, but I don't think there's anything there. I think there's nothing there. I think it's amazing that she's in the spot that she is.
That's fair.
Yeah, I don't watch enough WWE. Like every Monday we finish, I put Raw on, and to my point before, I was like, was that last week when Gunther? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't. I'm just
instead
like
of finishing. You go flaccid.
Yeah, it's just like I don't know. It just seems so like overproduced for me, and I don't know. It doesn't. I don't like the feel of the WWE right now.
Well, so when you say I don't like the feel, like what could they do then?
I don't know. I just don't like the direction we're going for WrestleMania. Like outside of Punk and Roman Reigns, like there's nothing there that really grabs me. Right, nothing that seems like this is a Royal Rumble. Like. If they're really going to do like Rhea and Io against the fucking Bella Twins, like I just don't give a shit.
Right. It's more because you don't give a shit about the Bella Twins at this point in their career.
I just, it's the same. It's WWE, like wash, rinse and repeat. Like we have like Trick Williams and Javon Evans and Austin Theory and all these young guys, right? Obafemi, like, oh, give me Obafemi, Brock Lesnar. I don't give a fuck about the fucking Bella Twins. I want Roxanne Perez. I want Tiffany Stratton. You know, I want to see AJ Lee tangle with an Io Sky. Like, give me that. Mm-hmm. I don't fucking care about the Bella Twins. I don't want to see Brock Lesnar and fucking LA Knight. Like, the LA Knight ship for me has sailed. You had an opportunity years ago to capitalize on it, and they didn't do it. They gave the fucking briefcase the fucking Otis. And what is Otis doing now? He's doing the fucking worm, and the goddamn guy that won the fucking Royal Rumble and got the fucking championship title can't even connect on a fucking super kick when he's right in front of his face. Like, it's just, I just don't enjoy it right now.
I was thinking about that recently. How great is it going to be one day when Jey Uso tangles with fucking Tonga Loa? What's that match going to look like?
I don't know. It's just not. It's not scratching me where I itch right now. Like I've said it. I said it last year. There's a very good chance I don't even watch WrestleMania.
Oh, like here we go again.
Look, man. Like you are. you are very regimented, HK. Like, mm-hmm. you watch every Raw. You watch it, like, you, and you have explained on the show before, it's the same reason why you watch Dynamite every week. You don't want to miss anything, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for the most part, that's, I think that, like, I told the story before, like, I missed one Raw in Raw history, and it was the fucking Tyson and Austin Raw. You know what I mean? Like, that's enough, like, to make you go, I'm never fucking, like, I'm watching from here on forward. Like, that fucking not going to happen.
Yeah, but think of all the shitty fucking guest GM fucking Raws you had to sit through.
I was there. There's good. There's always good and bad. There's always good and bad. I don't think there was one Raw that I've ever sat through and been like, there was not one thing on that I fucking loved. You know what I mean? Like, even with Dynamite, like, I'll sit through Dynamite and it's not, I don't love Dynamite, right? I don't love AEW. There's a lot of things that I would change there, but I'll sit through an entire show and I can't sit through an entire show and go, well, there wasn't one fucking thing this week that I liked at all. You know what I mean? It's just, it's wrestling. I still love wrestling.
All right. Speaking of loving wrestling, our guest is here. I'm not touching a thing. So, HK, this is your baby production. So you're going to add Mr. Hardcore Channing Decker to the show. Maybe is he walking on the treadmill like you do? He is walking on a fucking treadmill, isn't he?
Attaboy.
Putting in some work.
Now, how many miles, Channing, are you going to do on this treadmill?
This is strictly an aura farming session. I never use this thing.
Interesting. That wasn't the question.
What's an aura farming?
Right. Now, this is a teachable moment for you guys. You guys got your head up your butts, apparently. Aura farming. It's for my aura, my status around me in the gym. People can see me taking a business call while I'm flexing a treadmill. And I never use this thing. That was what I was saying.
Interesting. So you're getting a lot of... Is the gym packed right now?
No, this is a good time. The rush has died down. I can come in and do my thing with my undershirt on, flex the muscles. I don't know how much of me you can even see right now, but here I am, my glory. So yeah, Shining Wizards podcast. What's going on with you guys?
Nothing, Mr. Decker. How was your... Now, you got back home before the blizzard hit the tri-state area.
That's right. I escaped narrowly, though I came in through a terrible storm through Albany. It was brutal.
More brutal than your tangle with Crowbar?
You know what? It's the funniest thing. What a dream come true that was. Were you guys in the building? I didn't catch on you guys, I don't think.
Negative.
Negatory. But, yeah, no, what a dream. That was fun. I mean, you guys know him well. That was my first time wrestling Crowbar. Man, he's, I don't know how he still goes the way he does. He's taking the bumps like 30 years ago, and he's still looks like he has the passion for it more than ever.
Well, he was, he's like a physical therapist, right? So he was like, right. You hear the stories all the time. Like, we talked to guys that worked with him in ECW, like, they'd all be getting crazy, like, drinking and doing, like, drugs and whatever, and he'd be in the fucking corner reading his book.
And he seems that that's the way he still is to this day. I mean, again, I don't claim to know the gentleman too well just yet, but the initial sentiments are that he's a sweet man and one hell of a wrestler.
Did you guys talk about Star Wars?
You know, we didn't get into the Star Wars. We were busy brothering out. We had that post-match high where you just love life and everything about it. So he had to get going. I had to get going. And it was short and sweet.
Back in December, Channing, you did the no rope barbed wire match. Like, what's the preparation going into that for you? And then what's the recovery like for you?
Right.
A match like that?
Yeah, that was one of the most unique preparations of any match in my career, I don't mind saying. You know, I know there's a lot of times where workers have to sell a stipulation. You know, you got to sell the fear of the cage match, this and that. Not much to sell when it comes to barbed wire. I mean, you know, the effects are real, right? So there was a lot of, it was my first time ever. I mean, I'd used barbed wire before. I'd done a lot of death matches, but that an exact environment. I'd say the pressure to deliver a historic match, you know, like Terry and Sabu, I think that made the weight of the match that much more important for me. So I put a lot of pressure on myself to deliver a great match.
And what's the recovery like for you? Like afterwards, like you've been doing wrestling. You've been wrestling for quite some time, but like
the barbed wire
match is different.
Right. Yeah. I mean, look, you got to be a professional about it. Part of how I'm able to go through all this stuff in the first place is by preparing my body for war. You know, like if you are coming out of shape, you take these bumps, you're going to snap your back in half the time. So that's just the part of it. The skin cutting and all this, you can't be a fool, right? You got to clean up, got to make sure you're taking care of yourself. And you got to be willing to accept that there's going to be a certain amount of it that is going to be damaged. You know, I got scars on me that I wear with pride, and they're a great memory as far as I'm concerned.
Now, let me ask you this. It's no secret Greektown Wrestling is your baby. Sure. How do you manage being promoter, owner, and wrestler?
You know, maybe one day my story will be told by somebody else. I don't know, because I just think there's actually very few people that have even tried to do what I do, which is do every part of the job, really. I mean, I delegate, don't get me wrong. You know, I'm not literally sitting behind the desk streaming the event as well. I got teams, right? But in terms of being the guy that the talent can come to if they have questions, booking the show, coming up with the creative angles for everybody, planning my own match, working the match, the whole bit. I mean, yeah, it's a lot. It's scaled, right? Like, I've been in for 10 years now plus, so when it started and it was smaller, I had a chance to gain that experience. So I didn't skip any steps, you know? My success has come the old-fashioned way. Reps, experience, failures, successes, resilience. And I think it makes me a pretty unique performer that people will probably come to appreciate more of as they come to know about my story.
Now, you've been doing the hardcore wrestling for a while. Is there anything you've done where you're like, yeah, I'm never going to fucking do that again?
You know what? I think that's a great question, because you see wrestlers and workers talk all the time back and forth these days about styles of wrestling and, you know, preserving your body. And I think, to be honest, I've suffered a few pretty bad injuries that could have been a million times worse. And I was lucky to not miss a ton of time. So, or hardly any time, a couple, actually, I work right through them. So I would just say that for me, my mentality is, you know, I want to do, it's a marathon, not a sprint. You know, I like to impress the fans. I like to give a great match, but I also want to be able to do this tomorrow and next weekend and be able to give a great match then as well. So there's a bit of a, I don't want to say regulation. You're not going to sell anybody short, but you're just going to be able to give as much as you can give on a consistent basis. That's where I'm at.
Go ahead, HK. You had a question?
No, I was going to say, when you're obviously a veteran, you've been on the scene for a long time, worked a ton of matches. When you're in a match that doesn't have ropes, is it hard to like mentally go, that's right, don't run the ropes. Don't run the fucking ropes. Don't run the, you know what I mean? Do you get that? Or is it just such a different animal being in there without ropes that you don't even have to think about it?
I always say that preparation is power. So for me, that's one of my biggest skills is that, you know, for me, this has been since I was 5 years old, my only dream, right? So any match that I'm going to be in, I've seen every single one of them that's come before that. So when it comes time to getting actually in there myself, you know, I've seen how Terry would handle it. I've seen how they do it in FMW. I've seen how Sabu handles it. So I already have all that in my mind ready to go. So preparation is power. That's what I got to say.
Yeah, but I don't know. Can you really prepare yourself for the first time that barbed wire rips your skin open?
You can't. That's the beauty of it. That's actually the beauty of it. The fans, no, you can't. You can't. The fans, that's the beauty of it. Now, I'll say this. Having been in one, I definitely have that leg up for the next one. But it's the best part about it is the fans get to feel the pain with you as you go along. You know, they see the punctures right in front of them. You can't hide it.
It's fucking wild. I'll give you a fun fact, Channing. That was my first ECW arena show, Terry Funk Sabu.
Holy fuck. Yeah. And it's been downhill ever since compared to that, right?
I mean, it's hard to top that, man. It's hard. You and Joey fucking put on a banger, but it's hard to top that one.
You know, I think it's funny you say that, and I'm the last guy to really go on about my own work, but I just think that we took it so seriously, and we took having a great match so seriously, and we told that story that it allowed us to have the space to do a great performance. So I'm very proud of it. I think people will look at that, hopefully in a little while, as a very athletic barbed wire, no rope barbed wire match, and hopefully that kind of continues to set the standard for maybe more athletic hardcore wrestling, as I would like to see it.
Do you have a dream deathmatch opponent? And that comes from the chat from our girl SJ.
So my story is pretty cool in the sense I'm wearing the Big Japan hat right here. So I was taught how to do this by the greatest Japanese deathmatch fighters, you know, of all time, you know, like Masashi Takeda, Yuko Miyamoto, Asami Kodaka. You know, I've been in there with the best, and that's how I'm able to compete with the best when I come back to the States. So in terms of a dream opponent, I mean, you guys know how it is. It's all about momentum and who's hot at the time. So right now I'm very fortunate to be working with a lot of great people all the time. Every weekend I got great opponents. In terms of a deathmatch opponent, Jun Kasai. There you go. Easy.
Nice. Now, you mentioned Japan, and I know you spent some time over there, and I got to ask, we ask all of our guests who have been to Japan.
Yeah.
How have you tried the raw horse meat?
Raw horse meat. Well, I know a lot of the guys were working me. They were ribbing me that I was eating raw chicken, which apparently you can do. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about that. That was Tajiri in Fukuoka, so maybe he was just fucking with me. I don't know. But the raw horse meat, I don't know. I haven't been pulled to that. So I can't say that I have, but I haven't avoided it either. I like to eat and try everything.
Will you blind eat any? Like, you guys go out to eat, they put it on your plate, you eat it?
You know, I don't know why. Since I was a kid, I always took pride in just eating anything. I grew up in a Greek family. You just got to, whatever gets put on your plate, you got to fucking eat it or it's disrespectful. So I always have that approach, and I just find you get to enjoy more culture that way.
So maybe you did. So Lance Archer has been on the show. He swears by it. He loves raw horse meat. So I ask every person.
I mean, I feel like it'll do great for your blood flow for some reason. It just sounds like it's got antioxidants in it, you know?
Look, look at me and look at you. You would know better than me. I don't know shit about fish.
Today you learned aura farming and antioxidant.
I did. I also learned because of this fucking blizzard, the gym was closed and I couldn't go today.
Well, I'm getting a little extra in for both of us.
Ah, my man. Hey, look, let me ask you a serious question because you got a great opportunity to be a part of the tribute to Jaka.
Right.
And we have a history with Jaka. He was the
right
first in-studio guest of the Shining Wizards 15 years ago, and we had a great friendship with him. He was a beautiful human being. How much did it mean for you to be a part of that show?
I don't know if surreal is the right word because, you know, you just can't really anticipate losing a friend like that young, right? Like, I think once COVID hit, everybody kind of hibernated back into their own, you know, with their families and all that. And, you know, I had kind of touched base with him here and there, but and it was, you know, it was lovely, but you just don't expect to get that news, right? So, I mean, for me, it was just more about, I felt that he was always underappreciated in a way, even though he was, I'll just speak like in wrestling terms, he was over, very over, very over everywhere. Part of the, as you guys know, part of the in group. But I just felt that more people should know about this man, you know, about what kind of a character he was in real life too, you know? So for me, that was why I wanted to use my platform just to kind of get that word out that, hey, here's a brother that's passed away and he was a great guy if you didn't know him. And then when the show came about with his widow, I mean, I just knew that I would do whatever I could to help her out and be a part of that. And to be honest, that ended up being a really kind of cathartic experience where we got together and everybody brothered out and just sort of got to show a little bit of grief and respect for his life, and it was beautiful.
That's bittersweet, right? It's unfortunate that something like that is the reason why everybody gets together.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? There's a silver lining, hopefully, to all of it, anything in life that we can, you know, not just take, you know, his memory with us, but maybe just a little reminder to be that much more grateful every day. That unfortunately tomorrow wasn't promised, and you know, we got beautiful friends and family in our lives now to be cherished.
No, absolutely. Better words can't be spoken. Now let me. I'm on your Twitter, right? And yeah. It's been scrolling across the bottom at Channing_Decker. You want to give him
more,
a follow?
More of an Instagram guy myself. You know what I mean? But I appreciate the Twitter love too.
You know, we had this conversation earlier because we're trying to grow. We've been around for a long time, but we are real late to the YouTube game. We didn't really start doing it till the pandemic.
25 years late. Yeah,
real fucking late, real late. And we were talking, And we were talking before the show, and I'm like, I want us to, you know, I want 30 new subscribers by the end of March. And I was like, oh, well, I hear TikTok. I'm fucking 44. I don't know the first thing about fucking TikTok.
So you need to hire an 8-year-old to handle it.
Some of us on the show aren't allowed around kids.
Do you have, yeah, is there any family men among us that can hire a child?
I don't know shit. I signed up for TikTok for the podcast, and I didn't know what I was doing. And like the first four videos were girls with giant tits, and I was like, this is trouble. Like, this is not, this is not good. My wife is gonna fucking kill me.
That's what it is.
It's always when they walk in, right on that screen. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Get in the Play Store. Then is that what you're saying? Is that...
Oh, I downloaded it. I was like, "What do you like? Sports, wrestling?" And then, like, the first five videos were these chicks with giant hooters.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to get shot there, Double T.
What?
A lot of puns going on here.
But anyway, you got to do a little extra work with the WWE recently.
Yeah, that's my first time ever, too, no less. After a 12-year journey in the Indies.
How was that experience for you?
I mean, it sounds like you guys saw the end result, which was getting to go through a table live on Saturday night's main event, which, I mean, when you get the opportunity to do extra work, you're pretty much just happy to be there and not get in trouble and, you know, just continue to get hired again, I would say. So anything else is a bonus, you know what I mean? Right. And then when it kind of gets to delegating jobs, I don't mind being assertive in that manner and making myself available for the important roles. And I mean, going through tables is my specialty, so I definitely stepped up. And I mean, you guys will appreciate Abyss being an agent there. I have a relationship with him, so I definitely made it known that I'd like to be that guy, and he accommodated my request, and the rest is history. It was a great memory. I'm very proud of that. And I mean, the 5-year-old kid in me is over the moon, right? Like, still remember ripping VHS ECW and, you know, going to my grandfather's to get pay-per-view. And, you know, so a full circle moment for me for sure.
That's fucking awesome. That's awesome.
I mean, and you saw it too. The spot went great. The whole place erupted. You don't expect whatever you do as an extra to get a pop. And then the whole place erupted. So double whammy there. It was great.
Now, do you go to Abyss in confident, like, in secret, or do the other extras know that, like how do you play that political game there, Channing?
Right. Well, I can't give away all my secrets, or, you know what I mean? That's how I stay on top of the mountain. But no, I think in life, oftentimes you get those who are assertive get what they want. So you find ways to be assertive professionally in the right moments to make yourself available. And I mean, look, you're not forced to get anybody's hand, but you're certainly doing your best to make sure you get the position you're looking for. So, you know, for any younger worker listening, I would say stay the hell out of my way and let me get the position.
Now, speaking of younger workers, do you got anybody on the Greektown cards that it's coming up people should watch out for?
I mean, I think the more people that know about Greektown, they'll see that it's shooters only. I mean, that's basically been the whole premise of the show from day one, was to disperse the budget equally pretty much on talent throughout the cards, but everybody was talented. And then in addition to that, I just get off on finding new talent. You know what I mean? I really like to be I don't like to be told who's over next. I like to find them before anybody else and book accordingly. And I think I've built a pretty cool track record. The show's built a cool track record of featuring talent that all have gone on to contracts. You know, like, we're talking 20, you know, like, well before they were ever signed or even had buzz on the indies, I would say. So I would just say tune into the show. We're on Triller. A lot of it, there'll be some stuff, a lot of it on YouTube too, the older stuff too especially, but watch on Triller. The whole show, top to bottom, is wild. I also like to book a show that features a little bit of something for everybody. So it's not, you know, 8-10 matches of the same stuff. It's, you know, a lot of women's matches, some comedy matches, hardcore matches, technical wrestling, you know, all of it. That's what I like.
I can dig that. What's next for Greektown Wrestling? I know you guys just had a show last weekend. You successfully defended your title against Jay Lethal. Sonny Kiss was there. Joey Janela won the Greektown Cup title. What's next for you guys?
Yeah, we're back April 10th. We have a main event match already announced. It's going to be me teaming up with Joey Janela versus WWE ID prospect Sam Holloway and TNA's Bill Collier. Big double turn. I don't know if you guys saw that after the Lethal match. Big double turn. A lot of big business last show. So, we're going to be announcing that. And for me, I'll be in Florida this weekend for CCW, doing a couple of shows with them. And basically, the momentum just keeps rolling on. I think it's a great time to tune into Greektown Wrestling. We just had our 10th year anniversary. The promotion has never been hotter. Very exciting. If you can, it's worth the trip. Come to Toronto, see the show. But yeah, watch live on Twitter too as well for sure.
Do you hold any ill will towards Wes Barkley? And now, you know, after Sunday?
Well, I don't get bent out of shape over cheap heat. I'll tell you that right off the bat. But Wes has been great for us in Greektown. And he's got even a twisted core group of fans out there. I know that love to hate him. So I think he's on the right path, that guy, even if he's got a little twisted vision at times, if you will.
Have you recovered? I know like hockey's like a big thing up there though. That was a rough Sunday for you, buddy.
Hey, you know what? I was actually in New Jersey while that happened. So I was out there high-fiving like we had won ourselves. So I had a good time either way. But Canadians and hockey, it's our identity. And hey, tip your cap to the better team. You know what I mean? You live to fight another day.
But you were in Jersey yesterday?
I was on my way to Binghamton for Excite Wrestling.
Oh, wow. We're based out of Jersey.
Okay, so I always say whenever I'm wrestling in the city, I'll stay across the river in North Bergen.
Nice. All right. I dig that. So I guess you drove then. You didn't have to worry about flying.
That's it. Well, I'm only a few hours from you guys anyway, so I'm just north of you.
That's great wrestler speak, a few hours. Toronto's like fucking 8 hours away, isn't it?
I'm actually closer to Montreal, actually, believe it or not.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So that's another tidbit of the promotion is it's ran remotely. I don't even live in Toronto.
The Thousand Islands?
A little further than that, something like that.
That's the closest I've been. Well, I've been to Montreal, but I've been up to the Thousand Islands.
Yeah, about five and a half, something like that.
That's not close, Channing.
You said it, wrestling speak. Wrestling speak, that's so. Local.
That's like a historic. dying breed out there, right? Like, everybody like stays close to home now.
Not this cat, man. That's why I made my name. Busting my ass, making towns the old school way. But, you know, you could call it the old school way, but if you want to get over today, a TV company wants to hire you when you're over. So you're not going to hope to get signed so you can get over. So I make my shit hot. I create my own motion. And we'll take it from there. We'll see who's interested.
Yeah, man. You look at I don't know how up-to-date cage matches, but when you look at it, you're in like...
It's not. It's not even close. I think I have at least 200 to 300 more matches on my resume than it's on there.
But you look at it, you're all over. You're in Florida. You're in Pennsylvania. You're in West Virginia. Right. You're in Buffalo. Yeah. You're in Nova Scotia. You're all over the place.
I'm an old school guy, dude. And I do TV and film, too. So I try to get over it any way I can. That sounds a little more like shilling than it is. But, no, I try to express and create and do shit with my life every day, moving forward and move the pieces and, towards my ultimate goal, which is just to become the best wrestler and the biggest platform possible.
Yeah, well, isn't that the business? Get yourself over, right?
Well, I'd like to think so, but these days it's a bit old school. You know what I mean? These guys today, if it's not on Twitter and if it's not next door, they won't go.
That's why. That's a bone of contention I have with the WWE right now. Everything is done for a viral moment.
Isn't that life these days, my friend?
I don't know.
It's a reaction-based world we're living in. Not that I say it should or shouldn't be, but it is.
Yeah, but no one fucking remembers anything because it's like 10 things in a day.
But weed's legal too now, so you can't remember shit as it is.
Touche.
Kind of a give and take there, I guess.
Channing, we know you're a busy cat and you're doing your workout at the gym, so we're going to ask you a few more questions and let you go.
Yeah,
we always ask. We always ask our guests.
Yep.
When was the last time you shit your pants?
You know what? Thankfully, I gutturally have no recollection of a time where that occurred, so I don't have to conceal anything there. I'm going to go ahead and guess infancy at that moment.
All right, but have you ever been in the ring with somebody that shit their pants?
Not to my awareness. No, no one's ever at least told me that. No.
All right, cool.
I don't know if that happens as much as you guys think that might.
Oh, no, we get some stories, Channing. We get some fucking good stories.
You got to prepare yourself for competition, boys. Come on.
I'll tell you what, Ethan Page told us a great one, and it wasn't even in a wrestling ring. It was when he was a door-to-door salesman, and he shit his pants at some guy's house and clogged his toilet.
Well, I mean, that might be a story for another time, then.
So your social media has been going across the bottom of the screen there, and obviously you're an Instagram guy. It's down there. So
Greektown, Channing Decker, both accounts. Yeah,
you're rocking and rolling. Greektown Wrestling, of course, give them a follow. It's great that it's on Triller, because I know you were in the clusterfuck last year, and GCW is a staple. So if you're signed up to Triller to watch GCW, we know you're always looking to watch more wrestling. Watch Greektown Wrestling.
I know a lot of people are. The metrics are in. What can I say? They don't lie.
Oh, where do you get your metrics from?
Triller.
Hey.
The source.
All right. Fair enough. Let me ask you, gym etiquette, right? You're on the treadmill an interview right now. First time ever, too, for the Shining Wizards.
That's what I hoped you'd say.
If you were next to you, would you be annoyed?
You know, off the bat, I could just say no. It doesn't look like the people are. I could just gauge their awareness of my situation. This gym that I go to here is pretty earphones in to the grind. So people do their own thing, and I'm not naive enough to think that anybody gives a fuck what I'm doing all the time. You know what I mean? So I don't think that it's that big of a deal. And as I said, it all comes back full circle to the aura farming, where, you know, it's good to be a guy that takes up some space sometimes. You know what I mean? So if I can hold the call once in a while at the gym, looking jacked up with the sweat going, I'll do it.
This fucking guy. I love it. I love it. I love it. Channing, this has been amazing. Is there anything you want to let the people out there know before we let you go back to working out, brother?
Yeah, I never do these. I always say no, but I know how close you were with Jocka back in the day, and you guys have always been supportive of me and what I do over the years, even though we never really knew each other all that personal. So I just want to say thanks to you guys. Thanks for having me. Please, anybody listening, Channing Decker, Big Time Wrestling, check us all out, Chiller TV. And I hope you guys enjoyed the chat, man. Thank you guys all for having me.
We did. Would you come back? Would you do it again?
Twist my arm. We'll see. Next time I do Outlaw, we'll put over the show on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Will you be doing yoga or something else next time?
Will I be doing what part of me?
Yoga.
Will I be doing yoga? Well, maybe I'll get into Pilates by then. We'll have to figure out where my regimen's at.
Laps in the pool, maybe.
Oh, I'd take a different device. I'll need a subversive device at that point. We'll figure it out. But, boys, hey, thank you very much for having me, guys. And I look forward to talking to you guys again soon.
Yeah, Channing, we appreciate you. Keep collaborating with us on Instagram. We'll share it, brother. And keep up the great work. And we'll keep pumping up Greektown Wrestling for you, too, brother.
Thank you, guys. Be good. Cheers.
Thanks again, man. Enjoy the rest of the night, man. Have a good one.
Mr. Hardcore Channing Decker on the treadmill, first time ever, for a guest. We've had people in the car. We've had people
walking down the street.
Yeah, walking down the street. Yeah. That was good. I liked it. That was fun. Easy. Like, nice guy. Never talked to him.
I'd like to see somebody like shopping for groceries while they're doing the podcast. That'd be fun. Maybe we could help them out a little bit along the way, you know?
Put it out in the universe, man. Oh, fuck. I didn't pull a fucking commercial block. I'm not doing a fucking commercial block.
Can I just throw something up real quick? Appreciate you tuning in, Toby. We were talking on Twitter the other day. Thanks for tuning in. Hoping you're enjoying the show.
Toby.
Yeah.
Toby, thanks
for tuning in. Talking about some Ring of Honor.
Yeah. Did you see the news today that Ring of Honor is going to start doing, they're going to start taping in a studio in March?
Good. Good,
because
it'll make the collision tapings better. Sorry,
taping in the studio, you say?
Yes,
can't wait.
I mean, look, it's not going to make me fucking put down $10 a month to watch Ring of Honor Honor Club, but it sure beats having these poor fucking people perform in front of nobody before and after Collision.
Yeah. So they're pulling it from the on the road then.
Let me see if I can find. I saw it on Fightful on the Twitter this afternoon. Let's see. Oh, fucking! There you go. Yeah, ROH to hold standalone TV tapings in Jacksonville.
Cool.
Oh, whoopsie fucking do.
Hey, there he is. I mean, Tony's here. Tickets Tony! Will be free. Hey! Free tickets.
Free tickets, huh?
Free. It's like JC. Right. It's like JCW at Harpo's. I'm with so Tony had texted me last night, and he said, "I think I'm done with JCW."
Ooh. Oh, jumping right in, huh?
Yeah, man. We're gonna. I know you were just shoveling snow, and I'm sure you had to shovel snow earlier today, and I know you don't want the show to go late. So you're here. We're gonna get right into it.
Killing me. Everything's hurting.
What do you got? A little limoncello?
Does the Pope shit in the woods?
My man.
You're supposed to do that before you come on, Tony.
Who's coming on, Tony?
That could be the title.
Come on, Tony.
I thought, what did he say? What did he say?
Aura Farming.
Yeah, there. I think that's, I don't know. I'm not sure what that is.
Why are we not on the X? Like, what's going on?
There was a problem with. Now, look, somebody said we weren't on X, but it's up here. I'm watching it.
That don't make no sense.
I don't know. I got the message before we started. There's been issues with X today. But anyway, we got issues with JCW, Juggalo Championship Wrestling. Tony, I think I might be with you, man.
I'll start off with, like, what happened?
Fucking watch for the first week. I'm fully in time, and you guys are going out of it.
I'm not out. I will watch.
No, ultimately, I texted Double T after the first match, and I think he understands why. I'm really fed up with and tired of this whole fucking Matt Cross thing, you know? Yes. But the ending, we're finally making some progress with Big Vito and Violent J coming back. Right?
Yeah. I want to know how Mr. Happy fit in that fucking limousine.
Well, he was making frowny faces too when he was in there because he knew shit was on.
Somebody
was talking about it, and there's way too many fucking shades of gray in JCW.
Well, that's like. Vince doing the Attitude Era. That's what it is. It's Vince
Russo. We need some baby faces. Like, even Facade cheated to win. Like, what? Every fucking, if Matt Cross isn't interfering, somebody else is interfering every fucking week. Cocaine's had to defend this fucking number one contendership like 3 weeks in a row. And every fucking week, it's another interference.
This is Vince Russo. There's no baby faces. There's no heels. Everybody's a tweener, bro.
Fucking Vito's supposed to be in charge. He don't give a shit. Like,
no, he just wants to feel a little of that Mickey Knuckles cooch.
Bro, no. What are the scars on her ass?
That's from fucking being hardcore, dude. Come on.
Oh, yeah. God.
That's gusset plates and fucking, yeah.
If your ass was falling into glass, you know.
That was not a text I wanted to wake up to either this morning.
The garters got to go, though. The garters are fucking terrible.
What do you props to Big Vito and Mickey. How do you keep a straight face while she's trying to grab his cock? Cut a promo. I'm like, no, absolutely not. God bless Big Vito. And Tony, you asked me if he was reading from a script. He probably was.
Yeah, like the whole thing. I'm like, who fucking wrote this out? This is Vince Russo all over it. Yes. It was fucking terrible.
If he wrote that, you couldn't read it.
I don't like that Mickey and PCO get this fucking match with the Brothers of Funstruction is not for a title.
Well, it's also the same stipulation that Big Al used like 4 weeks ago for Haley J against her, where she couldn't use any weapons.
What was with the weird street fight in the fucking side alley over there? And then they roll her up in a carpet to beat her.
The Choppa City guys, they got some personality.
Yeah, but
I don't know. They were coming out to have a match, but it wasn't against the Outbreak. But then it was Brundo, I'm not going anywhere. I'm watching.
All right.
This episode really left.
I do like the fact that we're heading south of an hour and a half now. The 2 hour fucking Juggalo shows were a little too much.
Dude, if you fast forward through all the commercials, it's like an hour show.
Oh no, I was doing that, but still, it's you don't need all the fucking that show doesn't need to be an hour and a half. That show doesn't need to be 2 hours, nowhere near 2 hours. I do like that Violent J is back though. Violent J is back.
Violent J is back. JCW is running. Maybe it was this past weekend or this coming weekend. They're running in Lansing, Michigan at Harpo's. And I think they're giving away free tickets.
Yeah, it's free tickets for all three shows this weekend. Plus, they're doing Stranglemania down in Miami.
Yeah, but I don't know if that.
No,
Vegas, I think, is the Stranglemania, right?
Yeah. They're doing a whole weekend in Miami, though. They're doing fucking Insane Clown Posse shows. They're doing Juggalo Championship Wrestling. It's the fucking, a gathering of the Juggalos on fucking South Beach. I don't know.
That should be interesting.
It's a shame I'm not going to be down there for that.
Oh, is it? Are you mad you're missing that?
You know what? I'm mad. The Ring Girls were fucking 0 out of 10 this week. They were fucking terrible.
I think they got to get out of fucking, I think they're still in New Mexico. They got to go.
No, they were in New Mexico. This week?
Where were they?
I thought they were back at Harpo's, no?
Yeah, they were out of New Mexico. Could have swore.
Okay, I'm with the Juggalettes were not great.
No, it's bad.
Yeah, and look, man, when I jumped on board, the numbers were high. This episode I watched this morning, only 28K viewed. They gotta get these stories. Come on, I want to see some. Finality to some of this shit. I want somebody to win a match. Stop with the fucking run-ins.
Somebody mosh pit Mike in the view.
Oh yeah, there.
Yeah. Good call.
I was happy about that.
Hater.
No. Can production fucking put a recent picture of Mickey Knuckles in instead of her fucking old picture with her spiky hair and shit? Right. It's not just me. You noticed that, right?
Maybe the picture with the spiky hair. Was because this is post that brain injury she had, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's why she shaved her hair head, right? Short.
Yeah,
yeah. But for update your fucking graphic, dude.
All right, well, tell fucking Mosh Pit Mike to get on it.
Don't get on it. Don't get on it, Mosh Pit Mike.
Get on
I'll
it.
I'll take the pictures if you want.
Stay off of it.
I still don't get
Chopper City. What the fuck?
What I don't like about Veda Scott's commentary, she's fucking horrendous.
Oh, I didn't even listen to commentary this week.
Fucking Vito gets in the ring, he cuts this promo, he brings out Yabo and fucking Rufo or whatever, Ruffalo, whatever his fucking name is.
I like how he was calling them names and he said Dago and Rufo. And
yeah, that got me.
Right, and then Joe Dombrowski says who they are, and then 30 seconds later, Veda's like, oh, just so we know, those are their names, Yabo and Rufo. And I'm like, she sucks. She fucking sucks. She's just not there. She's late to everything Joe throws to her. There's silence. It's awkward. It's already something Joe said. I just can't get into it. And I'm all for equal opportunities. But listen, let's just not put a woman on commentary to put her there. She's not good. I'm sorry. She might be good at some other fucking promotion, but she's not good for Juggalo Championship Wrestling.
I heard she gives good feet. But I do agree. years ago, she was like probably young, probably attractive, you know. Oh, Veta Scott, like, she's awesome, let's put her on, blah 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 blah. Now she's old, she's weathered, like, she's just annoying. Oh, like,
on, dude, what's wrong?
Become Susan Waldman. Be ugly, but be fucking good at calling fucking sports.
She's not fucking Susie Waldman is not good at calling
Susan sports. Waldman good at calling sports? Are you fucking Jesus kidding Christ. Me?
She's well, she's awful. Better than your microphone, which still ain't working, brother.
No, hard pass on that. She sucks.
Yeah, she sucks, Tony. Way to fucking pull something from like fucking 20 years ago.
Goodness soon. Gracious! He's in George Steinbrenner's box!
Fucking there's nothing stuff. Like listening to the fucking Hall of Fame announcements with Susan Waltman talking over every single one.
Yeah, but she's amazing, bro.
She's not amazing. We have two completely different definitions of amazing.
Apparently so.
Tony.
Hey, let me ask you a question real quick.
Oh, all right.
Actually, let me ask Handsome Kevin a question, because he was the one that's had a problem with it. In what world is it okay to give somebody that helps you clean your driveway a bag of rock salt? Like, here you go, buddy, for next time.
Not here. That's.
He used.
Sorry, that really fucking tickled me.
What?
My neighbor helped me like plow the driveway again. So I'm thinking to myself, hey, I'll get him a gift certificate for like the restaurant. Maybe I'll send him just one from Amazon. He can buy some shit for the kids. I don't know. We got a bunch of restaurants in town.
Are you saying the neighbor helped you, or are you saying hypothetically if the neighbor helped you?
No, he helped me again. He was like, bro, just pull your cars out.
What is he doing?
He was shoveling with me, dude. He's like,
you have nothing to shovel. How do you need help?
He fucking plows up the driveway.
How do you? You have nothing. You have a fucking 8-foot walkway and a 10-foot driveway.
I'll tell you this much: for the little bit that he did plow, I ain't giving him a bag of fucking rock salt.
You're right, Tony. You're right.
I'm just saying. Like, I get it. The thought was there, but, you know, it's kind of like, hey, next time, finish the job. Here you go, asshole.
No, and see, the thing that got me about the rock salt situation was after, what was it, the last time that the neighbor came over with this tractor, and Double T's like, I wanted to thank him. I didn't get to thank him. And I said, just, you know, you do a little gift card, put in his mailbox. And Double T was like, I like it. I'm going to do that. All right. Like that. And now this is like, did you do that?
Did he put the box of a bag of rock salt in his fucking mailbox?
Put something in the mailbox, yeah.
No, all this guy was worried about was, hey, sweetie, get me a box of fucking crunchy Cheez-Its so I could be a fucking lard ass and sit in front of the fireplace all day while my neighbor breaks his ass and I give him a bag of rock salt.
He breaks his ass, he drives the fucking plow. He doesn't do anything.
What he did, it's like, Ree, we fucked up when we gave him that gift card. He loves rock salt. Just loves rock. Next time he's going to be jamming a bag of rock salt into the fucking mailbox.
Look, I appreciate it. He didn't have to do it. I didn't ask him to do it. I don't know the guy's fucking name. He's got a 60-ass driveway too. Gave him a bag of rock salt. All right, good for him. I don't give a shit. The driveway's fucking clean. All right, he used it. I've left to go to ShopRite this afternoon. Rock salt all over the place.
In your driveway. Place.
No, not in my driveway.
So how do you... Wait, were you spying on him? How do you know he was using the rock salt?
Have you been to my fucking house? Our driveway's connect at the end. I can see the end of his driveway and up to his cars.
It'd be really funny. Like, he salted his own driveway and said, fuck this chode.
I had rock salt in my own driveway.
Bro, you hammered my fucking ass so bad on Saturday. You deserve it. No, not even an, oh, yeah, dude. There was nothing pleasurable about
don't
it.
Don't worry. I hammered it before the show started, too, when you weren't here.
Oh, I know. I got the text.
There was the text. I was telling Brundo and HK. Oh. You've decided you're abandoning the show. It's okay if you wanted to bring this to the... It's in the weekly Wizards newsletter that you've decided to... take on another show, so
and you don't. And here I am going. I have some free time. Maybe I'll watch some wrestling before the show today, and you know, try to bring something new to the table. Nah, fuck.
What did you bring? What do you got?
Nothing. I had to go help Uncle Danny shovel.
Then you're fucking useless, kid.
my useless kid.
Yeah. Put on, tell him, put on his fucking snow pants. Walk to fucking Uncle Danny's. Shovel some fucking snow.
Let me tell you something. I don't know, like, when they lifted the travel ban, but, you know, like, from my place to the flower shop is less than 2 miles. It's literally on the same street that's a block away from my house.
Right.
I just get on Ridge Road and go north, and it's right there.
60 miles an hour, yes.
I get out, dude. Two assholes in front of me. One's doing 15. The other one is a mile behind him. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, why would you leave the house? Do you feel like you need to get out? And if you are one of these like fucking emergency people that you need to get somewhere to go help an elderly person or to go to a hospital or go help fucking plow or something, and you're only doing 15, you shouldn't be fucking emergency services. You should know how to drive in this shit, and you should drive and do it aggressively and get the fuck where you need to go and get the fuck out of my way.
Brundo, HK, how many times did Tony honk the horn in that drive from his house to the flower shop today?
I've seen that I'll say six.
It doesn't seem like a very far drive, so I'm going to say four.
Man,
today? Yes. All right, give me your number. I'll tell you.
I'm in the same ballpark as Brundo. I like six.
I honked it zero times today. You know why? First traffic light, I got the chance. I shot the right lane, and I did 40 the rest of the fucking way. If I would have blown my horn, it would have been with the window rolled down and a fucking salute out the side.
Did you stock up on cases of water, breads, eggs, that kind of stuff, Tony?
No.
Okay.
Tony's not like that either.
My wife was just checking in. My wife was like, I'm going to go to Stop and Shop. This was like Saturday morning. So she's like, I'll just get a couple things. Like we truly needed a loaf of bread. So she's like, I'm going to get some snacks and shit. She's like, I'll get a loaf of bread. She got like a roasted chicken or roast history chicken so she could have some lunch.
Roast history chicken?
And I was like, yes, roast history. Spell it and write it down, Brundo.
Do my best.
So she left to do that, and I was ordering from the villa, and I was like, oh, you could swing by and pick it up. It's just up the road from from Stop and Shop, right? And then I was thinking after she left, I'm like, number one, she's not going to find the place. Number two, she's going to cry to me. There's nowhere to park. And number three, she's going to be in Stop and Shop for 2.5 fucking hours. So I just told the guy to deliver it. Sure as shit, 3 hours later, she's like, I'm still online. Fuck these people. Because everybody went to self-checkout with fucking 90 items. It's not what it's meant for, people. If you've got more than 5 items, go to a cashier and fucking have them do it for you. Unless you got the gun, don't just fucking go to one of the cashiers and fucking have them ring it up for you.
I went to fucking Walmart on Saturday night. It actually wasn't even that bad. Or Saturday afternoon.
She was there like
I didn't have to wait in line. Nothing. It's fucking great.
Fucking great.
I'm sorry. Are we done with JCW? What are we talking about now?
Yes. I was going to ask you about if you have a guess or care what's in the box, Tony.
Oh, is this the box they're going to have an elimination chamber?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
The gobbledygook.
That was mentioned.
One, I don't know. Two, Why, you think it's going to be Jericho? Is that what it is?
Eat a shit.
Jeez, HK coming in hot after you. I don't know. There was two names were floated out there, Jericho and Danhausen. Also, I ripped the wires out of my microphone before the show, so I have a new microphone. So if you're having trouble hearing me or I look awkward trying to speak into it, it's because that doesn't sound right to me.
Wait. What did you do to your microphone?
I went to... So, before the show, I decided to move the microphone arm from the left to the right side.
Wait, what time was this? It was like half an hour before the show.
35? I don't know. HK showed up and I was humming to myself. And then I was like, we were talking. I was like, oh, I'm just going to unplug my mic, but I can hear you. And as I was adjusting the cord, I went to detach the microphone from the gimmick here. All the wires came out when I pulled it. I had to go to the basement and I had to get a different microphone.
It's all that strength you saved not shoveling today, buddy.
I shoveled, shithead. I was out there. Me and my wife were out there for an hour and 20 minutes. I just didn't have to do the skirt.
The skirt?
Yeah, the skirt of the driveway where they plow all the shit.
Wait, so this guy only does the skirt of your driveway?
Ah, different tune now. Yes, he only does the skirt of my driveway.
And you gave him a bag of rock salt? I tell him to fucking pound rocks.
Ah, the tune has changed.
Well, I didn't know. I thought he was going all the way up to fucking where the steps are.
No.
So what? This guy didn't do you a favor. He was plowing his own driveway. He said, all right, let me get this fucking spot for this chode. And then, you know, I did a good deed for the day.
Does the, when the plow comes by on your street, does it like add up next to your house or is there like a fucking mound? Because there is with mine. And if somebody just did that area, that would be a huge help.
So because I live on a county road, my road is the first road that is plowed and salted. So when I woke up this morning, it was already done. Like the plows were not coming by after 8:45 this morning. So all the residual snow and rock salt and shit was already plowed into the front of my driveway. He fires up his John Deere tractor. He does not have a plow. It's a tractor with a bucket on the end, and he just drives and he scoops it up and he dumps it across the street at the field.
Can I ask maybe a practical question?
Yes.
Okay. Why does your neighbor have a John Deere tractor? I know he doesn't have like a back 40 in his lot. I've been to your house. Why?
HK, don't know his name. Don't talk to him. Can't answer that question.
It just seems like a weird thing to have, right?
They sell
John Deere shit around here.
But John Deere tractor in that neighborhood doesn't seem to make sense to me. There's not a field. There's not like
it's probably It's probably one of those like single seat little things with the little fucking scooper on the front, right?
Yes. And it's got a backhoe on the back. My understanding is he's done a lot of work himself to the house and the yard in the back. Like I've seen him out there in the back with it, digging up the backyard and adding things. So my understanding is before we moved in, he did a lot of work to his house.
Okay.
And I guess he's very DIY. So he uses it to dig things up. Also, like, it's great. I was out there for an hour and 20 minutes. He probably fired up his tractor half an hour into us being out there. And he put his tractor away when we were done. So he probably spent, I don't know, an hour, less than an hour out there with the tractor. And that's because he has to scoop all the shit up. And then he doesn't dump it on his property. He backs down his driveway into the busy street. And then drives over to the field and he dumps it on the sidewalk over there.
I tell you what, I just looked these things up. These are actually really fucking cool. They really are. I kind of want one.
Yeah.
I really don't. You've never it sits in his driveway. Like if you look at his house when you come to my house, you can't miss it.
Really? This is the first thing I'm going to do in opening day. Is look for that tractor.
Yeah, it was there. It's there.
We Tropical and I walked past the motherfucker. Didn't see a tractor.
Kevin, I got one of these in my yard.
Speaking of Tropical, did we miss a buck question? Over under 15?
Holy shit.
Also, Tony, with your hurtful words, lard ass. I also made sure I went to the gym yesterday morning. Right?
Are you calling him lard ass?
No, he called me lard ass before because I wanted to sit in my fucking chair and eat my fucking. And I didn't have Cheez-Its yesterday. Yesterday I had Cheetos.
Why not Cheez-Its?
I have Cheez-Its. She got Cheez-Its.
Oh, because you're feeding them to the cat now.
No, she fed him the cat. You know how much of an inconvenience it is?
I just got one question. Is the cat taking orange shits now?
No. Well, that's another thing. I clean the litter boxes. So when we get bagels in the morning, the cat jumps on the bed, and sometimes Rhiannon will let the cat lick the cream cheese off her finger. And then I'm like, can you not? Because I don't want Why is that gross? Really?
Cat shit and cream cheese? Come on.
Why is her cat shit on her finger?
Oh, God damn it. Rundo's writing it down.
Oh, yeah, them, for sure.
HK, that's how she tells if they're sick.
Now go clean the bath and litter box, Matthew.
Matthew.
It's going to look like you had your period.
Not going to look like anybody had the period. Jeez Louise. And I can't, because the cat likes the Cheez-Its, and when you, as soon as you open the bag, she's just, her head's in the box, and she's just all over me, and I can't enjoy my Cheez-Its.
Tropical says they're Zumhoffs.
Correct.
You say tomato, I say tomato. All right?
You say potato, I say pedo.
We write that one down. That was a pretty good one.
We can't put fucking pedo in the name of the episode.
No, you say potato, I say pedo. It's like a tit for tat.
What, yeah, it'll be right after rape juice.
I thought it was rape night. Now it's rape juice.
It's rape night.
So you know what? Rape night, rape juice. You say rape, I say consensual. Whatever.
It's called the Cosby cocktail.
125.45, Matt. Make sure you rip that one.
I'll have it on the rocks.
The pudding pop.
Challenge.
Jeez,
I thought you said shalom. I was like, what the fuck?
The Kalaloo pot.
Hey, let me ask you guys this. I'm going to try and talk some wrestling. I think the top half of the screen is happy with what AEW did this week. Dynamite, Collision, I thought they were pretty good shows. I enjoyed them. But
no.
I'm curious where they're going. And WWE AAA did the same thing. The if I don't win, I never get a title shot again. Is AEW running back the Cody story because they never got to finish it with Cody?
No, it's stupid. It's an old fucking wrestling trope. And then WWE at least does the same shit where, like, if so-and-so can't win the title, they can't challenge so-and-so anymore as long as that person's a champion. But AEW just is doing blankets still, right?
Yeah. What do you mean blankets?
Like if you don't win the world title, like, in this match, you can never challenge for the world title ever, 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 ever again.
That is what Hangman threw at MJF. And then...
Wait, Hangman's not the world champion, though.
No, but he threw it. He beat Andrade at Grand Slam Australia.
So Andrade was like up for a number one contender shot?
Yes.
What was his record?
I don't know if they're keeping
I don't think he lost Swerve. Once he came back. Yeah. He beat Swerve. He beats Kenny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stories.
Yeah, I know. Beat two former champions. Why shouldn't you get a title?
Yeah, what
shot?
The fuck?
I mean, look, Thunder Rosa's fucking in line for a match with Thekla, and she hasn't wrestled in fucking 9 months.
Why?
Thekla told her to get in line, bitch.
Good, still and she should have.
Yep.
Tell her, I caramba, get lost.
There's a lot. I enjoy watching AEW, but it's not perfect by any stretch. Like, I hate that Hangman Page is a fucking trio champion and he's getting a title shot. The last champion was a world champion and a trios champion. Like, can we put the fucking trios title on like three guys who aren't doing anything instead of Dalton Castle and the fucking Outrunners doing backstage segments on Collision with fucking Private Party and Anthony Bowens, which popped me because they showed up and they're like, there's nothing, there's no girls here. And Bowens was like, I like that.
That fucking got me too. That was great.
Well, like, can't you find it? Like, what? I get Jet Speed are like a great tag team, like for AEW, but like, but you put the trios titles on them. The next week, they both lose single matches, and now Hangman Adam Page is getting a world title shot. So you're essentially devaluing the fact that he's a third of the trios champions. Just fucking put the titles on somebody that needs something to do. It's
they might as well put them on like the Death Riders. They got trios there.
Fucking awesome.
There's 8 million fucking Don Callis family members. They could
Put them on like the Chodes of the fucking Callis family. Like Daniel Garcia. Yeah. No wait, Daniel Garcia is with the other assholes. Who's there? Like Josh
Alexander.
Yeah.
On fucking Mark Davis.
Sloan? Yeah, put it on those assholes.
Lance Hoyt.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
Now, HK told you to watch the four-way, the women's match, Tony, and you did. And
Yes, I did.
You seemed a little positive.
Yeah, you know what? There were a couple spots where it was just like, okay, get here and stand around. And a couple of spots where, like, at least they're trying. Like, at one point, I think it was Mina. Not Mina. Who's the problem? The problem was on the mat.
Arena.
And she saw that Willow was going to fucking throw the other big bitch off the ropes. So she quick rolled out of the way. I'm like, good. Ring awareness. She's smart. I like that. But then other shit, like, go to the outside. Like, oh, come over here. It's like, eh. But I give them props. They're trying. I enjoyed it. Some of the spots they were hitting, like, in like consecutive order made sense. I liked the finish because it kind of like it reminded me of a Bret Hart out of nowhere kind of finish. I was good with it, man. I enjoyed it.
Wow.
I don't. The fuck.
Wow.
The problem's got to get a fucking better top, though, man. Like, if she's going to be a fighter with, like, fucking karate pants and bare feet, she's got to go with something better than that fucking skinny little bikini top she's wearing. It don't really fit the fucking problem motif. It really don't. But other than that, I enjoyed it.
Color me surprised.
Why didn't you like it, HK?
Didn't like it at all.
Wow!
It was falling apart. It was clunky. The fuck it, like the finish was one thing that I thought you would definitely hate, because what did Willow do as soon as she won? She was A-okay again. Popped right up. Everything's fine. Like that kind of shit. Like, it bugs the hell out of me. I know it bugs the hell out of you. How did you overlook that? You saw Bane fucking land on her goddamn face. Like, if we can't do it, why are we trying it? You know what I mean? Like, there's so many things in that match. I was like, oh, bad. Move on. Bad. Move on. Like, I'm shocked. I'm shocked that you liked the match, Tony. I'm glad that you did.
I must have been in a good mood. I think I went into it with a little bit more of an open mind. I'm like, you know what? Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, look, like I said, there were a couple spots here and there where they were showing like their inexperience, but by and large, it did. You know what it was, HK? A lot of the women's matches, like even over the years, they seem very like, okay, the next spot, we got to get in position, even though we're not. So everything just kind of comes to a halt and everybody gets in position. A lot of the old shit with like Anna Jay and Ty Mello and all that shit, like a lot of that was very like, okay, do a move, get back up, get in position, do another move. Right. This one at least felt like it had a flow to it, you know?
Even with, Marina, she stuck to me. Marina stuck out like a sore thumb, like a sore thumb. I thought she was horrible in this match. Just horrible. So I'm surprised. I might have to rewatch it. Maybe I was being.
Listen, you're going to talk me into rewatching it, and I might go, oh boy, this is worse than I thought.
Like your bone of contention.
Homework, right?
Your bone of contention at like Willow not selling at the end. Like, I think that's wrestling across.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you have to like it.
Right. No, I'm not saying that. I'm not
like
saying
grabbing that. People and putting them in position. Like, I get that's what the norm is now, but I still don't fucking like it. I'll tell you what I do like, if I may just interject for a second. Fucking Bathrika was on AEW, and I refuse to watch that match because I ain't supporting her, but God bless her.
They wrestled the Brawling Birds.
Wait, is that fucking tits out?
No.
No,
it's not
Hater. Oh. Hater and Windsor. Windsor.
Wait, who's Windsor?
Alex
Windsor. The one that Brov is banging. Alex Windsor.
I thought he was banging Jamie Hayter. Oh no, Alex Windsor. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get my birds mixed up. So then wait a minute. So then what's Tits Out's fucking team name? They're the Brawling Bitches or some shit?
Timeless Love Bombs.
Oh no, never mind. I'm fucking way off. Whatever.
I prefer what you said, the Timeless Scoots. I've been calling them that for months.
Did she sing? Did Bathrika sing when she came out?
No,
she didn't sing.
Thank God.
I thought the heart attack they did was horrendous.
Oh, you know what? I have to watch that. Wait, Bathrika did the heart attack?
No, the Brawling Birds did.
All right, I gotta fucking Google this. Talk amongst yourselves.
I didn't think it was that bad. I thought Hayter looked like she just cracked her right in the face. I liked it.
I don't know. It's the Heart Foundation. I'm critical of them. But there are a lot of things in modern wrestling. Very little things. Like, I'm with you, HK. Like, just
fucking sell. Like, but again, I think it's like that. No, this generation's wrestling fan is not watching for that, right? They're watching for Javon Evans jumping off the cage. They're watching for Mike Bailey to do a 630 to the outside. They're looking for the Megan Bain drop on the head. Like, they don't give a shit about that.
Right. But like, at the same time, don't you think that, so because Mina took the pin in that yeah. ladies match, she right shouldn't be selling more than Willow in that situation. You know what I mean? Like, because she just took, like, it was a surprise roll up pin. Willow was already out of it. You know what I mean? Like, she should not be selling more than Willow at the end of that match. And it makes it stand up that much more. Like,
was she selling more that she lost though?
No, she was selling more injury than okay. anything. So, you know what I mean? Like, Willow should be still selling and surprised. Mina should be selling surprise. You know what I mean? Like, it just, it blows me away.
Speaking of surprise, Tony.
Can I interject?
Yes.
Double T?
Yeah.
I can't believe how fucking I'm standing up for women's wrestling, let alone AEW women's wrestling. What was your fucking problem with that heart attack?
Thank you.
Jamie Hayter took fucking Patrika's head off. And it was like, it was the clothesline into like a fucking powerbomb situation. I fucking thought it was awesome.
Maybe I need to watch it again.
No, I think you're just, you know what it was? Like, she really didn't, who's the one that was holding her up? She really wasn't getting a squat down. That's
Alex Windsor.
But from that position, dude, holy shit, she took her fucking head off.
All right, maybe
it's more like Beforeka and after. Holy fuck.
It's my tag team, man. I'm very critical of it. Maybe it was the angle it was shot at. I don't know. I don't know.
I saw two different angles and it fucking looked fucking awesome. Uh-oh. Bam! Holy fuck, she laid that shit in.
You getting worried over there, HK?
I thought I might have heard the garage door. I'm pretty sure it wasn't.
Now, Tony, I know you probably didn't look at Brundo's notes. So do you know the name of Kevin Knight and Hangman Adam Page? Do you know what that trio is called?
Mike Bailey, Kevin Knight, and Adam Page?
Yes. Yes. Now, Mike Bailey and Kevin Knight are known as Jet Speed.
Oh, it's probably Cowboy Speed.
No. That's not bad.
How about Doing Speed? Considering fucking Hangman's always looking like this these days with the fucking eyebrow and shit.
Ready, Tony?
I'm fucking lay it on me.
Jet Set Rodeo.
You know what? I'll allow it.
Really?
That's the Limoncello talking.
It's fucking no, it's AEW, so it's gotta be, it's like, oh, let's put it on a video game. Jet Set fucking whatever.
What was it? Mike Bailey had something he was trying to get it named.
Horse
like Jet Set Horsecock.
Horse teeth?
Horsecock.
Horsecock.
Wow, I like this. I like Shovel and Tony.
Shovel and Tony.
He's a little like more shoveling like,
Tony. Shoveling fucking shots.
Yeah, he's a little more like he's taking AEW at face value. I like that. He's like, yep. It's dumb, but it's AEW, so I accept it.
AEW's turning into JCW for me.
All right. What's JCW gonna turn into?
I don't know, the NWA.
Oh, poor NWA.
Why poor NWA?
I don't know. When was the last time I feel like we just talked about this. When was the last time you watched the NWA?
I don't know. When was the last time fucking Nick Aldis was there?
Fair enough.
No, actually, it was I was watching when Tyrus was champion.
All right, sir. There you go. Sam won.
Boy, and you stopped? Why is that?
No, I stopped when EC3 won the title.
Because
the story ended, Brundo. You know how I like that storytelling.
Everybody likes those storytelling.
I need more coffee. What the fuck am I doing?
More coffee?
Yeah.
So Hangman Page doesn't win. He doesn't get a title shot. Vikingo doesn't win. He never gets the challenge for the AAA gimmick either, right?
Gives a shit.
As only while Dom's champion.
Yeah.
But if Dom loses, he has to leave AAA.
Stipulations everywhere. Do you think we would AEW will have MJF win? And then do you think we will get a version of Yellow Dog, Midnight Rider, Texas Red?
Oh, can we?
America?
There are ways around it in AEW. So, like, let's say Hangman loses, but then later on he wins, let's say, the Owen Hart tournament. Guaranteed title shot. Let's say he wins the fucking the contract thing that they have. There are ways they could get around it.
No. No. If you say never, that means never. Not it's never unless I win
wrestling. I'm going to retire 30 times.
Stupid fucking thing of Survivor Series with John Cena and Randy Orton and the what were they called? The Nexus?
There was a Nexus.
Wasn't that a thing at Survivor Series? If Cena lost, he had to leave.
Or wasn't it? He had to join the Nexus, right?
He joined the Nexus.
Yeah, he was there.
Didn't even make it to the end of Raw, right?
Yeah, well, he won the tag titles with Otunga.
You're not fucking watching.
I'm looking for Jet Set fucking Rodeo.
If you're not watching, you have
Hilled West City.
I know we're 15 years in, and I know we started as a podcast. We identify as the Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast. If you're not watching this on fucking YouTube, you have to be watching this. It's fucking fantastic. I like it, Tony. It fits you.
Well, I can't wait for fucking Big Man Big Narts to return next week either.
You like that?
I'm so glad. I honestly, like, when you texted me, like, oh, I have to fucking do shit because Tony's not going to be here. I was expecting just like Matt was going to go bare bones, but he actually threw in fucking production. I love it. Bravo.
Yeah, was it? Look, it was in there. So I ran with it.
Like, I was giving you shit earlier, but yeah, man, you were on the money. The good shit.
Tony, that we only give each other shit because we love each other.
Yeah, of course. I love all you guys.
All right, if there was no ball busting, then what fun would any of this be?
Kind of forgot I had this picture. I don't know if I want to show it. Oh, wait, it didn't load up? Fuck.
No, you're still Tonzanza? Tonanza down there?
Tony Danza?
Oh, Bonanza. Tonanza. I don't know. I was making a Bonanza joke. One, though? Yeah, yeah. I mean, I did shovel for a while. It's bound to fucking happen.
Hey, HK, I know you use Dude Wipes. Are you excited for the WWE partnership?
With Dude Wipes?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm in. I don't know.
Didn't read the notes, huh?
No.
What the fuck? Oh,
and then when the notes came in, I'm in bed. I don't get a lunch. I get home, I shower, I'm here.
When I sent the notes at fucking 4 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday. You're already in bed? At 3?
Sure? I'm pretty sure. It was 4.
I don't know. It was early. It was way early.
I was doing shit, though. I was doing shit for the show, other things. I don't know. I did not read the notes. I am pumped, yes. Sorry, Brundlefly. I still love you, buddy.
That's okay. I still love you, too.
Poor fucking Brundo. Poor Brundo.
It's the only way. It's the only way I know why anything's going on. So
the guests don't show up and no one reads the fucking notes.
Well, Brundlefly's well informed. Brundlefly, could you tell me about this partnership I'm hearing about between Dude Wipes and the WWE?
It's a first of its kind sponsor integration. I said that fucking wrong. Dude Wipes and agreed to a partnership with WWE sponsorship that'll include branding featured on Dominic Mysterio's gear. It started on February 9th.
Gotcha. See, I was hoping I'd like be able to take like a Dude Wipe a live and just really clean up.
Dude, that's so fucking racist.
Huh?
What? Why would you put the fucking Dude Wipes ad on Dominic Mysterio?
Because he's dirty Dom? Racist?
Yeah, I'd say dirty
Dom. There
you
go. Dirty Dom. They need a edition TL Hopper Dude Wipe.
Now you see, that would make sense. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus. Ma, go back to bed.
Former WWE director Kerwin
Sophie's passed away.
Kerwin White, yeah.
That's a bummer.
Not Kerwin White. That was Chavo.
That's who it was based on. The name was based off.
Yeah.
I get it.
I'm not dead, Anthony.
You know, I talked to Diana earlier today. Oh, she was watching all the fucking shenanigans out the window. Apparently some fucking old fucker was trying to leave the development. He got his car stuck.
She said she couldn't see out of her window.
Oh, no, she cleaned it up. Don't worry. Diana figures things out.
Okay.
She's like, oh, my God, now the police are here. Oh, my God, they're plowing up on the sidewalk. Oh, boy, it's crazy out here. She goes, oh, geez, now they're burying my car. Oh, I don't care. I'm not going anywhere anyway. It was a fucking laugh a minute for 6 minutes.
Man, we got to get Diana back on the show.
I know. I've been trying, dude. I've been trying.
I understand, HK, you are the game master tonight for us.
Ooh. Ooh.
A little, what does that mean? Yes or no?
A little Well, let me fucking answer. All right.
Well, come on. Ooh.
Come on, Lemon Tony. I sure am. So I got two. Or we can make one big one. It's 10. It's two. That is the same category, I guess, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Tony, sidebar. Is it a Kevin thing?
What?
Fucking blind rankings are fine. That's it. The instructions were very simple.
I know. And I got two options.
So just pick one, you fucking wizard. You can do the next one next week. Do we do one? Do we do two? Do we make it a big list? That's not the fucking how it works.
I don't know. It didn't seem too easy. I wanted to add to it. I put some thought into it. Suck me sideways for trying. Tony, A or B?
B.
Oh, we all know you got two. Molly hits them every week.
I was hoping you go. Yeah, I know. Blind rankings. Last week, Brundlefly did 90s themes, right? Which was great. It was great. I figured I'd go far and away from that, as far and away as I possibly could. We're going to do masked superstars of WCW. We're ranking masked superstars of WCW.
Nice.
All right. I like this. Masked superstars of WCW.
And there was an A and a B list, and I'll tell you right away, Tony picked the B list. So we're going to start out with Blitzkrieg.
Oh, Blitzkrieg. Boy. Who's going first?
I'll go first. I'm going to put Blitzkrieg at 5. I don't think we got a big sample size of Blitzkrieg. It was only a couple months, right? He was in WCW, and I think in wrestling in general. Super innovative, but... I couldn't tell you what his fucking mask looked like right now if you fucking showed it to me. You'd be like, whose mask is this? I'd be like, I don't know, Brundo's? So I put Blitzkrieg at 5.
Go ahead, Brundo.
Oh, I put him at 3. Like, he...
What?
He said it's the B list. There could be some real shit on here. He did make a pretty big impact, even if he was only there for a couple of weeks. He had a whole bunch of bangers. He inspired a lot of people. So I expect there to be some real shit on here. So I'll throw him at 3.
I completely agree with Double T. I'm going with number 5.
Oof, number 5 for Tony as well. All right, moving on to Psychosis.
Oh.
Well, he's the one with the horns, right?
Yes.
Yes, man. I don't think Psychosis is a B-list guy. God damn. He could have curveballed us. He could have curveballed us with this B-list thing now. Man, I love the fucking Psychosis mask with the horns. Fuck. I'm putting Psychosis at 2.
Wow.
I'm going to regret it. I know I am.
I have a feeling HK saving some fucking dogs that I truly have a guilty pleasure for. So I'm going to put Psychosis at number 3.
It's on you, Brundlefly.
Number 1. Psychosis was my favorite luchador in WCW always. All right. Fucking loved the top rope leg drop. Loved the mask. Loved everything about him. So.
All right. Well, that makes sense. If he's your favorite, for sure.
Yeah, not bad at all. Not bad at all. That guillotine leg drop was something I absolutely loved too, Brundlefly. Yeah. Moving on, Cyclope.
One eye, Cyclope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with all the weird. Yeah, I'm go. Cyclope can go to number four for me. Pretty fucking unoriginal, if you ask me. I mean, it was a Cyclope. You one eye, boom, done. All right, cut up some fucking paper mache, make it look like, put it all over me. All right, great.
Some papier mache.
Yeah. Yeah, let's make it a mask that Dean Malenko can wear. I don't care.
Get Brundle Fly.
Cyclope is number five for me. I couldn't tell you anything he did when it was actually Cyclope. The only thing I remember is when Dean Malenko wore the mask. So, gotcha. Meh.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the fact that Blitzkrieg is number five, I'll put Cyclope. I was going to put him there. But in the meantime, he'll be number four.
Okay. All right.
What a fucking terrible mask.
Moving on.
Good.
Super Kalo.
That's my number one right there. Brilliant. He put some the glasses with the hat and the mask. Super Kalo. Yes. That's my guy at number one.
I agree. He's my number one as well. Number two be damned.
Brundlefly.
I'm holding out hope for a big one for the last, so he's going to number four for me. I never really liked Super Kalo. He came in, he wrestled fucking Rey Mysterio and then shot his load right there and then was downhill.
Really?
All right, so Brundle, what spot do you have open?
I have two.
I have two.
I have three. All right. Who's going to fill these spots, HK?
That would be Lismark Jr.
All right, let me go Google Lismark Jr. real fast.
You know what? I am completely okay with that. I am, you know what? I really like my list. I'm okay with it.
You're okay with Lismark Jr. at two, huh?
Yes. Look at his mask, bro. His mask is awesome looking.
The white mask with the blue around the eyes.
No, he's got different, all kinds of different ones, dude. He's got the silver one with silver around the eyes. He's got the blue mask silver. With silver around the eyes. He's got the white mask with black around the eyes. I dig the mask, bro. I dig it.
I'm okay with my list. Yeah, I'm okay with him at three. I wish I had put Psychosis at one.
If I could
flip-flop Psychosis and Super Kalo, I would have done that.
No, I would have flip-flopped Psychosis and Lismark Jr. maybe, but I am completely 100% fine with my list.
I would have flip-flopped Kalo and Lismark.
Yeah. Lismark was the Sank Your Battleship?
Yeah, pretty much.
I have the A-list if you guys want to run the A-list.
Yeah, but now we know who is on the B list, so we could kind of narrow it down.
Yeah. I don't know, man. There are a lot of fucking luchadors in WCW, but
masked performers, not.
Yeah,
not
it could have been. We could have an Arachnid Man, a Ding Dong. You know,
he's gonna fucking put Mr. JL, and he's gonna be like, he has to be number one. Fuck you all.
Hey, he's from Minnesota.
Yeah, fucking A.
That's a horrible impression. Why aren't I Asian anymore?
Oh, fucking A. What the fuck is a frosh?
Yeah, and you got
you
A.
You are all bald, man. Yeah.
Diabolical work there, Brundlefly.
All right. I think we save your other set of blind rankings for another day, HK.
Yeah, no maybe worries. We'll forget by then, too. So.
Yeah, could be. Could be. I wanted to come with some options. I had some options.
Yeah. Keep it in
the hopper. I thought option was fun.
Keep it in the hopper.
It was.
I got a hopper.
Let's hop on over to homework.
Homework.
Now look. I had not watched this match, so I watched it for homework. When I assigned it, I had not watched it yet. I was excited at the prospect of the Hart Foundation and Power and Glory released on the WWE Vault from a house show February 16th, 1991 in London, Ontario, Canada. I'm going to disappointed with the ending. Not going to lie.
Yeah, didn't quite understand that one.
Not going to lie. Don't know where in the world of the WWF Power and Glory were at that point. They did not have matching tights. They did not have the Slickster. For me, in terms of a tag team match, I enjoyed it very much. Joey Morella, a little loosey-goosey with the five count. But overall, I loved it.
It was a fun, like, to me, it was a lot of fun to watch, and it was actual tag team wrestling. A couple of spots that I was Bret Hart pulling the bottom rope to try and get to Jim to make the tag. Like, it just like simple shit like that, just fucking awesome to me. The one can thing that's I, yeah, yeah.
Can I on that particular spot?
Yeah,
I do wish he would have pulled himself a little further along instead of all of a sudden gate like. Yeah. As soon as the hot tag was made, he was like, zip, zip, tag out. Like,
yeah.
Like very, very slowly, like inching. It, mm-hmm. Not even like a full inch, like a half inch. He was just like,
yeah.
Well, he was also trying to keep his eye on who was trying to make the hot tag. Was it
Paul
was it
Romo
Herc?
Was trying to tag Romo. Him.
Yeah.
I love the clap, right? I love the clap, and like you could just make the fucking tag, but he runs over there and he claps, and then the official's like, no, I heard the tag, I heard it, it's cool, like it's so dumb, but it's always been one of those things that works for me. The fucking tag rope that PNG had,
so long,
it almost hit the fucking mat. Like he could have went over, he could have grabbed the tag rope and walked over and punched Jim in the face, and he would have been just fine. I didn't like that Jim came in to break up that bear hug. That kind of sucked. The other thing, Paul Roma, and I kept on going back to this, Paul Roma thought an awful lot of himself throughout his kind of his entire career. That's the one thing that held him back. Had to be, right? Because he was put together. He could work. Like, it had to be just a him thing, right?
Yeah. He looked like Hercules than Hercules at this point.
Right.
You can tell when he fucking wrestled Alex Wright and he started doing his fucking dance. He's like,
right, yeah.
Just watch a Paul Roma interview. I'll tell you everything.
I know there was no commentary, but did you guys leave your closed captioning on to watch this thing?
No.
There was one point.
62.
Brett, I forget if he was working a chin lock or if he was working Herc's arm. And Joey Morella's like, what do you say? And the fucking closed captioning, Hercules says, I can't feel my legs.
Yes.
I did hear him say that.
That really tickled me. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's also like, you wonder, like, the cameras are there. They know the cameras are there. They know the cameras are present, and they know that stuff's being taped for, like, prime time. But they don't know, like, going back to the Brett thing, it was him on the, that annoyed me so much.
I feel like Jim was like halfway across the ropes too when he made the tag.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was the problem too. Like, so you guys know, typically when you do filming for TV, the heel is on the bottom right, but off camera, and the face is on the top left, but on camera. So like just by the way they were set up, Brett was like on the wrong set of ropes to get to Jim. He just was like, but that's, you know, that's because they weren't doing TV, right? Mm-hmm. Like when you're doing a live show like that, you're working the crowd on all sides. You're not working the hard cam. So that's probably, if Jim was off on the other set of ropes, like to the left, it probably would have made more sense. And Brett probably could have got closer and closer because then Jim wouldn't have had the fucking rope plus his body length, plus his arm length to be able to like just reach Brett like 2 feet away. So Brett really didn't have a choice. He couldn't really make that move any faster than he did because otherwise then he would have been right there to make the tag.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
Good observation, Tony.
Yeah, I look at these things, man. I'm a former pro wrestler and commentator myself. I understand.
I love it.
And, you know, I called the Mike Bailey match a couple of times too.
Evolve championship matches too.
Fuck yeah, dude. I called Brando, some David Starr matches. Oh, boy, Riley matches.
Hey, come on.
What? I did.
I know, but you don't have to tell you. I wouldn't tell people that.
I mean, I'm proud of my work. I'll leave it at that.
I know, but RBR, like infants, dude. Come on.
RBRR.
That's yeah, RBRR.
RBRP.
I really wish we would have saw a fucking powerplex. I really wish we would have saw.
Yes. We didn't get a powerplex. We didn't get a
heart attack.
Heart attack. Yeah. Yeah.
We got a little bit of the moves of doom. We got an atomic drop. We got a stomp to the midsection.
Yep. Brendo, I'm curious to see hear your thoughts, buddy.
I think I was coming into it like you, and it just didn't hit the way I thought it would. Same thing, like, I loved Power and Glory. I loved the Hart Foundation. I felt like these two teams were set up kind of the same way, even though fucking Paul Roma was a brick shithouse at this point. Like, the smaller, more agile guy and the Power guy, I just thought it would meld more. And it kind of didn't. But, I mean, to be fair, I didn't hate it or anything. It wasn't offensive. It just... I built it up too much in my mind of this was going to be a fucking great house show match. The finish too kind of blahed me as well.
Yeah, I think for the end it was the ending, the double count out.
Yeah,
That left like I wanted to see more.
Then at the time it makes sense because you know they're probably starting a program. It's a house show. You want people to leave there wanting more and come back the next time, but. You know, watching it for now, it just leaves us with our dicks hanging out.
Which is nice.
Yes.
So
I don't know about my dick hanging out, but I enjoyed this one. The ending aside, like it was a lot of fun.
I think one of the things that like for me, it was the only like classic wrestling tag team match I watched last week. So for me, it was beautiful. It was gorgeous. It was actual tag team wrestling, and it was the most enjoyable tag team match that I watched this past week. So I'll give 2-3 thumbs up.
I feel like this is a match that could have really benefited from Bobby and Gorilla being on the call.
100%.
Like that would have shot up my enjoyable factor or whatever it is.
Enjoyability.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
My enjoyable factor.
I got an enjoyable factor for you, for the fly.
I bet you do.
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, I'd give it a thumbs up, but like going back to our earlier conversation about like AEW and the selling and stuff, like I think like it boggles my mind that there's so much of this content available for all these up and coming wrestlers and there's all these podcast with all these people who have made money in the business by you know drawing, not selling fucking t-shirts, like actually getting people to pay money to see you wrestle, that they don't take advantage of this and like take like little drips and drabs of like, oh, I watched this Power and Glory and Heart Foundation match from the vault and like let's do this like sequence here, like just Bret Hart fucking inverting atomic dropping Paul Roma gets a huge fucking pop.
Like well, also in Canada too.
Yeah, but like less is more. Like you like we talked with Channing Decker like earlier. Like it's all bang 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 bang. No one can fucking remember anything, right? Everything has to be like we have to consume everything like 10-second clips.
I got recommended some. Fucking cage match from the Tournament of Death, like one of the old ones from CZW, and it was literally just a spot. One asshole fucking tries to flip over. I don't know if it was a Blockbuster, I forget what it was. They go off this fucking scaffolding that was on top of the cage to ringside. One of them landed on a table, the other one landed on his asshole, and I'm like, never saw this before, have no idea who these people are. I bet you the people who were there don't even fucking remember this. And the fucking announcer, I remember this announcer too. I don't know his name, but I remember like, oh, somebody call 911.
Oh, like, fuck. I know you're talking Brando about.
Knows.
Yep. I hated that guy.
Fuck it. Fuck. That's it. Two skinny fucks in like pleather fucking shorts, fucking throwing each other off the top of a scaffold on a cage. Yep. Nobody remembers that shit, boys. Bret Hart fucking giving somebody a reverse atomic drop. I'll remember that till the day I fucking die.
Mm-hmm. I will.
Cheers, Bret.
Thumbs up. Wow, another one.
Fuck it. Wife's off tomorrow. The kid's off tomorrow. I don't have to wake up early.
Are you off tomorrow?
I still gotta work. No, fuck no. No, fuck no.
I got breaking news.
Oh, shit. Who's the last people? Is that it?
People? No.
Last but, people for the chamber.
Chalk up another injury in the world of the WWE.
Oh.
Looks like Bronson Reed was up next. It looks like it may have been
God.
It looks like maybe something with the arm, pec, bicep.
Again.
Fucking the vision is cursed.
Wait. Oh, Bronson Reed. Oh, fuck. I'm thinking Bron Breakker. What the fuck did he do?
No, Bron Breakker had the hernia surgery.
Yeah.
It looks like it was the Elimination Chamber qualifying match. It looked like he tried to break up the El Grande Americano Jey Uso pin, and he definitely fucked himself up.
Great. So that means Yeet's winning that match?
I hope maybe. Not.
I hope not either. But
I thought Reed was going in.
Gunther didn't qualify, right?
No, Dragon Lee interfered and cost him that match.
So we're going to get Gunther Dragon Lee at some point?
You know, I'm okay with that. I perversely want to see that match.
Yeah, but didn't he fucking choke him out and put him to sleep on over the top rope a couple weeks ago when he was trying to defend AJ's honor? Like, isn't that what happened?
Yeah. And that's why he came back out and fucked him over last week. So, you know, then you have the match, and Gunther kills him.
Also, and I know we're getting towards the end of the show, and I'm not trying to make things long.
Question.
And we still got to get Brundo's homework. Did you that Big Tom match on Dynamite? He got fucking hurt too.
The fucking human potato.
Yeah.
Yeah, he like fucking tore his hamstring or something.
He's 10,000 years old. What the fuck are they doing over there?
I just don't understand why they don't call, like, he's clearly injured. Right. He can barely fucking move. Like, why are we letting it go on? Right? Get fucking go straight to the finish. Get it fucking over with. The guy's fucking
Who's the ref?
That shit'll always bother me.
Who's the ref?
I don't know, and the only clip I saw
No, she had to stay available for the main event to get popped.
Oh, she got hit?
She hit, right?
Yeah. She got a fucking Kenny's kick? Move.
Oh,
yeah, the knee,
the V trigger.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were gonna say she ate a one winged angel.
Nah,
she would though, right?
Fuck yeah.
Only if it was on a salt lick.
Oh, God.
What's your question,
HK?
Tony?
Would you take a hoof job from old fucking Ironsides?
No. Ironsides.
Was that the name of famous horse?
Ironsides.
No, that's old Ironside was a fucking ship in the Civil War, I think.
Was it?
I think so.
Oh yeah, it was the USS Constitution.
Yeah. Fuck. And I thought he was going like Ironized Cody with that when he fucked it up.
No, I thought Ironside was a horse. No.
Nay.
Well, there's what was your question, Tony? You said you're gonna hit us with a question.
Oh yeah. What if what the fuck is his name that's challenging Gunther?
Dragon Lee?
Yeah. So what if AJ Styles wrestles in the mask as Dragon Lee?
I fucking hate you.
Why not?
I think we'll notice with all the tattoos.
No. He'll wear like a shirt or something. Because Kevin Nash likes when fucking fit guys wrestle in shirts.
God damn it, Tony.
What?
I hate they did that with Dragon Lee in Ring of Honor at the Free Enterprise show, and it turned out to be Flip Gordon.
Wonder what he's up to these days. Haven't heard much from Flip.
He got a really well-paying job, and I think he only takes a couple dates in Mexico a few times a year. HK, will you be going to Mexico still, considering they're burning the whole country to the ground?
No, it's not the whole country, but I still have my trip is planned, scheduled end of April. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's where the shit's really going down is quite a ways away. So yeah, I'm not super worried about it.
They don't want to fuck with the tourists.
No, it's a lot of money that goes in. So
yeah. They're still looking for that woman from the fucking Today Show's mother.
Ugh.
That was a new one.
They took her to Mexico. That was the story.
Brando, you got homework for us, buddy.
Woman, help me find a woman. woman.
Sorry, Brando. You got our next assignment. Good. Please tell me we got Mickey Knuckles butt cheeks.
No.
But fuck. We do have a 5-star wrestling Meltzer match to watch, and I'm not sure if you announced it at one point as one of your over the tops.
Over the top,
you would think. So this one took place in Los Angeles, 5/16/1992, when FMW came over. So we got Asushi Onita, Tarzan Goto, and El Hijo del Santo against Negro Casas, Tim Patterson, and Mr. Five Star himself, Horace Hogan.
And this is a 5-star match?
This is a 5-star match. By
Horace Hogan has more 5-star matches than Kurt Angle. Oh, it's true.
I got the link on YouTube, so I'll shoot it over after the show.
Fucking Horace.
I saw a video on like nepotism people in wrestling, and Horace Hogan was mentioned. They mentioned that he got a 5-star match. I was like, I got to dig this shit up. So
holy shit.
is this thing like 15 minutes or is it a fucking marathon?
No, it's 15. It's like 15 minutes or so.
Good.
Yeah.
I like the brevity of homework. I don't need a marathon.
No more ECW TV title matches.
No.
Oh yeah, I've done that to you a couple times, huh? I did that fucking Roderick Strong Bryan Danielson match too, right? Oh,
that's right. Yeah.
Woof.
Any match where they could chant "Fight Forever"? Yeah, don't.
Yeah. Wait, can I ask you something, Tony?
What's that, buddy?
Because I know you love wrestling. I love wrestling, right? And one of the things that we love about wrestling is fucking crowd participation, right? Because you need the crowd to participate.
Yes.
And in the Discord the other day, you said, can we stop with the one fall bullshit?
Yeah, fuck those cocksuckers.
But that's part of the crowd participation.
Nope.
Really?
Nope, done with it. I've been done with it for a long time.
Dues as well, Tony?
What, you would what?
Dues? On what's the two
count.
No, fuck that. No.
So what? Like, so what are the? What do you want the? You don't want the crowd to say anything?
I'd rather the crowd just go what for everything the fucking ring announcer says.
That's the worst.
No, that would bring me more joy than one fall.
It's participation. You want the crowd to participate.
I made fun of fucking what's his name when they were doing that for fucking Maccabi-mania. Fucking what the hell's the dude's name? You know the dude I'm talking about, Brundo.
Michael
Mansky. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
When he goes for 20 minutes, and I'm like 20 minutes, and he would go
that's right.
20 minutes.
Missy Hyatt's number one fan.
No, I'm done. I'm done with fucking fucking A. I'm done with the fucking one fall stupidity.
Huh.
Just done with it. Done
that's
with
interesting
it. Done
to
with
be
it.
Done with.
Oh. No, fucking make people want to be involved for other reasons. Sticking hypodermic needles in a fucking fat fuck while he just sits there and let it happen. That's where I want reactions.
Yuck.
Fucking wonderful.
So you're okay with you suck dick, you can't read.
Wait, who said this? Who said you suck dick? What are you talking about?
They chant it on JCW every fucking week.
They do.
Yeah, because the guy probably sucks dick. He's giving him a fucking.
Oh, which one?
Yeah.
All of them.
Ha, huh, storytelling.
Imagine if he would have just, tell me something I don't know.
one fall really irks you that much.
Huh? It really bugs me. It really fucking bugs me.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Instead of you suck dick, I'd rather see a 37 champ.
Brundo playing to the crowd. Trying to get into, what are you gonna ask Tony for something after the show? Getting his good graces? What are you?
I got nice feet, Brundo.
You wanna be in the down podcast too?
You know, somebody asked me for a favor. They feel like they're putting their fucking show in good hands. And then this cocksucker is just going to break my balls all fucking.
Of course, I'm going to break your balls.
See? There you go. There's my best bro.
Oh, he took a break from beating the shit out of his kids to fucking watch the show.
Oh, he wanted to know if he was getting a story from you, bro.
No. Look, these fucking assholes last night. You don't want to go long, but you've done like six
assholes.
Yeah. You want me to get a foot job for my wife, and I don't want a foot job.
Yeah.
No, your wife offered and you denied it.
Yeah.
Why would you deny your wife something she wanted to do?
Because it's weird, Tony.
Why?
Okay. Real talk here. Let's not play up for the fucking camera, the people that listen, the people that watch, Vince in the chat, Justin who's going to listen whenever. If you're a fucking wife, Tony, when you were done with this podcast, you just said she's got no work tomorrow, kids got no school, you've got to work from home, you go upstairs, how was the show? Great. You're a couple fucking shots in.
Hey, let me see them feet.
Let's try something different tonight. And she's like,
you're assuming that would be something different.
It must be a Tony thing.
That's the
norm. One Atlas.
Would you let your wife give you a foot job?
Wait, what?
Would you let your wife give you a foot job?
I don't know.
And she's a fucking foot doctor. Yeah, what if she's like, let me wrap these motherfuckers around that.
But her feet ain't the greatest. Not the greatest. God damn it.
I hate feet. Did she kick you in the balls?
Oh, come on, babe.
HK got his own foot job.
Fuck yeah, he did.
My face. I'd rather he fucking torque my nuts. God damn it.
What did she do?
She fucking put her foot up all in my face and stuff, man.
Are you not into feet?
They fucking gross me out.
Wait, you walk around barefoot all the time and feet gross you out?
Yes.
You show the world your fucking dogs.
Tony, you know who else didn't like feet?
Oh, gotta be a Kevin thing. It's gotta be.
I don't mean to bring it up on the show, but there's a lot of similarities here.
Oh, I got you, bro.
I know. Give me a beer.
What the fuck?
With your feet.
Yes. Hey, crack that bad boy with your big toenail.
Tony, that's a great point. He walks around all day barefoot.
But yes. Are you walking barefoot on the treadmill?
No, I can't.
With your slides?
No.
Wait, why can't? Oh, Tony, did you see our interview with Channing Decker?
Like 5 minutes of it, yeah.
Also on a treadmill.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet you his wife gives him a foot job and he don't fucking mind.
Brundo, you taking
here to ask
Mrs. Brundo?
Brundo gets a foot job.
No, I'm good.
Brundo, what does he have? Tardive dyskinesia?
Yes.
What? My wife's not a foot doctor, so
I can picture the scenario. Brundo's fucking dropping heat on the toilet. And his wife just sticks her fucking leg out from behind the curtain, all nice and soapy, like fucking six tiles away, and gets a whole fucking wrap that rascal up.
I have to get up, funny.
Are you turned on yet, sweetie?
Oh my god. Wow, this really went off the rails.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Holy guacamole. Tony, how many shots did you do tonight?
Three.
Good for you.
In an hour. Yeah, I deserve it. I had a long fucking day shoveling, doing work. Fuck yeah.
All right. What do we
got? Got aggravated, but didn't blow the horn. Today was a good day.
I'm not here next week.
Oh, no. Where are you going?
I got a work thing.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to have to entertain a guest without you?
Oh, yeah, is there a guest?
Yeah, you got to deal with Beast Man.
Who's that?
I think we'll be in great hands.
And feet.
Dude, will you knock it off? What's wrong with you? You didn't answer my question either. Would you let your wife give you a foot job, Tony?
I would, but I would be uncomfortable because she don't have great feet. I'm going to be honest.
That's also me. Ironic.
She doesn't have terrible feet. Like, she don't have like fungus or like fucking big calluses or anything, you know.
Are you in the feet?
Not really.
Not me either.
But anything touching my prick, I'm down. Two hours, 20 minutes, 20 seconds. Well, you don't like your prick touched, aren't you a man?
Oh, no.
Oh no. That's right, Diana. Fucking stomp all over my great lines.
I don't remember how old he was.
Oh, stop.
Oh, no.
Huh?
You like them edibles, Ma?
The whole apartment was full of blood.
Bro, that fucking pedophile clip, you played it last week again. That really fucking had me rolling.
Yeah, we might have pedophiles here. These old farts. They don't know.
They don't know?
They don't know.
Oh yeah.
I wonder if there's somebody in my mother's building that gives foot jobs.
No.
Yeah, come on. There's gotta be fucking Matilda down the hall.
How did I get here?
Fucking Mafalda or some other fucking old woman.
Helga.
Helga, yo, fucking Helga. She got fucking like monkey hands for feet, bro.
Isn't Mafalda a noodle?
A what?
A noodle?
Like Malfetta? Like what?
Mafalda. That's a noodle.
No, Mafalda's a woman. Now I gotta look up Mafalda noodle.
No.
Holy shit, it is. Mafaldine is a long flat ribbon pasta. Oh, it's them wavy ones. Yeah. Good fucking call, HK. Holy shit.
I'm not thinking too about food. I bet not.
Fuck yeah, you do.
Oh my god, dog.
You know what? I'm impressed. HK knows about food and it's not Mexican. That's a fucking plus on that one. Unless there's like Mafalda tacos at his fucking normal fucking haunt.
There's not.
No?
Fuck.
No. All right. So we got Beastman fucking next week, and Matt's not going to be here, so the show will end in 2 hours.
I was trying to get us to the 2 hour mark, and then you want to talk about fucking foot jobs, you weirdo.
No, you know what it is? I joined late, so I feel like it's only been like an hour and a half, maybe.
So. Oh, okay. That's good. So you want to go another half an hour?
Nope. Did not say any such thing. Don't put words in my mouth.
I will do. Well,
you can wrap your feet around my prick anytime.
I'm not putting my feet anywhere near your wiener. Oh, God, you're foul.
All right, are we done? Can I?
Hey, we got picks this weekend, too.
Oh, yeah.
Elimination chamber.
Fuck yeah. Good. I could pick WWE pay-per-views all year. They're simple, four matches, good to go, in and out. No extensive research about shit that I don't fucking care about or like watch. Like, what the fuck?
We like to interrupt this evening's show to allow Brundo to use the bathroom while I hop in the shower.
Oh, shit.
Be here soon.
Wait a second. Is she asking you to go take a shit so she can foot job you? So.
Oh, no. Has she been listening?
Maybe.
Hey, Mrs. Brundo, we learned something about your hubby tonight.
I think Al missed something, by the way, too.
Yeah, Al, you missed it,
not
buddy.
Doing the run-in. Yeah, maybe she needs to again.
Or maybe she wasn't on camera, so Al didn't see her?
It could have been.
Oh.
Yeah, I think we're okay. We're good.
Oh, but, man.
All right, Brundo's
going to have an amazing evening, and my wife's going to pass out.
I didn't pull the end of the producer thing, Tony.
No, I got it. It's just that I don't want to fucking. Oh no, your wife wants stories, dude.
Wait, no, what? Maybe she wasn't here.
What skeleton did you take out of the closet? This has happened before, Brundlefly?
No, she probably wasn't listening. Didn't hear all our footfalls.
I don't know. Might save that for the. Oh boy,
was it this skeleton?
Jesus Christ. Brundo likes feet, Mrs. Brundo. That's all you need to know.
No.
Why do you call her, I guess, Mrs. Brundo? He wants her name is in the, it's Miss.
That's okay. It's Mrs. Brundo. There you go.
He's looking for the old FJ.
I'm good.
The FJ. All right, and with that, we do something.
Cue the music.
This has been a production of the Shining Wizards Network. For everything Shining Wizards, visit ShiningWizards.com. And don't forget to listen to all the great shows of the Shining Wizards Network.
Oh, shit. Sorry, I'm playing with my phone. Executive producer Manny Crozzo. Producers Kate Hensler, High Five Tom, Ryan Schlong, Al Day, Jesse Elwell, Emily Brock, I Dunk Biscuits, Kathy Hummer, Michael Hammond, Keith Parker, and my walking man, David Henry Bauer III.
Good night, Diana.
Also, Mrs. Brundo, foot job is not a foot massage.
It's like a hand job with feet.
It kind of is.
A hand job with feet.
It's feet massaging something.
Jizz on my toes.
Stop! Mrs. Better Brundo's probably a nice, sweet woman.
She is. I don't have AIDS, so I'm doing pretty well.
That's what you think.
Yeah, speaking of peanut butter off the balls.
Thank you.
9 and 10 years old? Oh, yeah, that'll go over great.
No.
All the things that could have come through.
Hi, Matt.
His father's Magic Johnson.
Double D's pants just got shorter.
Sorry, the soundboard's taking too long.
Don't
smell!
Yes, you do.
No, I double stuff all day. Look at me. Come on. Yeah, so there's something wrong with them. They got to be put down.
You hear my wife laughing at that.
I heard that.
You can't handle me. You can't handle me. All right?
Not the expert. I'm the fucking expert.
I got it. I might have AIDS.
You do.
You fucking assholes. Kind of, you know, you are kind of into weird stuff.
I just fucked the sides up. Don't worry about it.
You wish you did.
I choose not to slam. The old fucking soup can Bowman. No, this is kind of weird. Gwen Stefani, will you pee-pee on me? Bro, why do you get aggravated? Just watch wrestling and have fun.
Just watch wrestling, bro. Have fun.
Take a fucking
gobbler.
Take a foot job, bro. Have fun.
Knob gobbler.
Yes, keep gobbling knobs.
I don't know.
Fuck you, bye.
Knob gobbler sounds like a brand of scotch, right?
Who doesn't take it in the shitter?
Like from the barrels of Tennessee. Knob gobbler.
Brundlefly takes it when he's on the shitter.
No shit. Tell me somebody passed away.
Rest in peace.
To me, that's too much cream. I was going to get at least a little bit more of a hammering on Saturday.
Still going?
Yeah, why not?
Why? I'm isolating that. We're isolating that. We're still going? Yes. Yeah, why not?
I'm isolating that too. You fucking stuttering prick.
Of Minnesota.
Yes. Oh. You fucking jaw, jaw, jaw. And then the other side's got the blower and it.
Yes.
Bro, imagine getting head but having it worked with feet instead of hands.
One in the stink.
You didn't have mouth?
One on the stink.
Yeah, like a
your little butthole.
My little butthole.
What the? All right, goodbye, everyone. Fuck this.
Have you had the, not the flavor?
Yes. Did you taste the pudding?
This didn't taste like cookies or pussy. What the fuck is wrong? You son of a...